Blog Talk Radio.
Right about man.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Gio, Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we live in the building, and you know it's Lush Radio Online, the hottest internet radio station that's coming through the earwaves, baby. You know what I'm saying? Tonight is going to be an awesome night. You know, we always talk about businesses when we get business owners to come through, talk about their businesses and stuff like that, whether they're in the industry or they're outside of the industry. So tonight, we got your man, you know what I'm saying, the one and only, I call him the Custom King. You know what I'm saying? He make them custom chairs for the barbers. You know what I'm saying? You need the gator leather joints on there. You need your name engraved on there. You know what I'm saying? If you're really trying to take your business and really brand it, why don't you get that? You know what I mean? So they do that. They do it for salons. Or if you just want it for yourself, you know what I'm saying? My man Buck's going to be live in the building talking about that. Definitely on top of that, we got your man N-O-E, know the name, know the difference, from Bird Gang Dipset. He's going to be live in the building talking about the Dipset reunion, talking about his cigar company, you know what I'm saying, his whole brand, his line of cigars. And he also going to talk about all of his business ventures tonight on Lush Radio Online. And we got exclusive, baby. And I just got that 6-7 featuring Corey Guns with Lil Wayne, man, exclusive, but we're going to rock that out on Friday. I might bring it out tonight, but it's how we do. And tonight's topic is, how do you keep afloat in this industry right now? You know what I'm saying? Going into 2011 as an independent entrepreneur, man. Talk to us. Call in at 347-826-7722. Don't forget, tomorrow is the industry mixer with the one and only Coast to Coast DJs going down in Miami, Florida. We do got a representative from Lush Radio Online that's going to be covering that event down there tomorrow. All the heavy hitters are going to be live in the building. And don't forget, December 18th, Icons and Idols is going down at New Glory Center in the DMV area, man. Your man Easy Street from 93.9 will be live in the building. Your girl, Lushy Lush, will be in the building. So let's go. Let's go to the phone lines and see if we got the one, the only Buck. They call him the one and only, the Custom King, man. And your man is the man, the jack of all trades. Yeah, you know what it is, man. What's good? What's popping, 917? What's popping with you, famo?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for having me on. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm excited to have you on here, Buck, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. Let's give you so much radio love, Buck.
I like that. This is my first jump in the pool in the custom restoration business, but I love it. You know, I'm one of those guys who watches West Coast Choppers and OCC, and I like when guys, you know, take a piece of metal and make it something beautiful, and I'm doing that with the restoration of the antique barber chairs now.
That's what it is, man. I mean, you know, people do custom, but I mean, you taking it to the next level, man. I mean, and it's not just, you know, barber chairs for barbers. You know, you do the salon chairs and everything like that. But what made you get into, you know, doing this trade?
I'm money motivated. You know, this is an accident that was motivated by money. my partner is a European craftsman, and he brought the idea to me. And since I'm into money and I'm into luxury, I figured, you know, the two of us could come together and make something happen really, really nice. As a kid, if anybody remembers going to the salon to get your Shirley Temple curls or going to get your little Caesar, you always sit in that chair with your father, your grandfather, your grandmother, and it's comfortable, it's luxurious, you like it, but you don't know anybody that ever owns one. And I've always wanted to own one myself, and that was the first step, me owning one myself, and decided that I could give this to everybody.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. And I know Buck, you know, prior before, you know what I'm saying, doing this. And this dude right here is a hustler. I'm talking about definite. You think I hustle? This is the definition of hustle. He go hard in the paint. And he know a lot of people in the industry, for real, a lot of people in the industry. And he's in the New York area, but, like, with doing the custom, you know, chairs and everything like that, like, can you take a restorated, like, regular office chair? Like, if you, like, a big CEO of a business and you want to take your chair and do a custom and engrave your name in it, y'all can do that for them, too?
Yes, we can. We can take any form of furniture. We can take any form of metal. And we can tailor that to your needs. We're only limited by your vision. If you have a vision, you know, and you have the money to meet that vision, we can make it happen. We can make your dreams come true. There are no limits to it, none at all. We can put custom skins. I'm talking about ostrich, alligator, caiman, crocodile, elephant, pony skin, mink, a sable, any skin that you want on your furniture. We can put it on there. Any covering, any metal covering, if you want nickel, if you want chrome, if you want it in some sort of powder coat refinishing, there's anything that you want, we can put it on there. There's no limit.
That's what it is, man. And somebody asked me, can you deck it out with, like, if they wanted some diamond studs in there, could they get, like, some diamond studs?
Bring it out. You will need Ray Charles glasses to look at your chair. We will bring it out beyond belief. You know, I just got one done today, and it was all chrome. It looked like a motorcycle from the 1950s. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
I'm doing them for the fraternities and sororities, for the Kappa Alpha Psi 100th anniversary in Indiana. And in August, I'm doing a centennial chair for the Kappas. I'll do one for anybody or anything. If you're a Mason and you'd like a chair with your symbols on them, I can do them for you as well. We can do anything for anybody. If you have the vision, we can make it happen.
That's what it is. And I want to ask you another thing. With the chairs and stuff, do you have to order it? They have to call you? How's the process of getting it done? You know, if they want to place an order, do you come pick them up? How do they do that situation?
Okay, let me give you our contact information. The website is in works. So when you log on, what you'll see with the website is you'll see a construction page. But it's custom, C-U-S-T-O-M, Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R, chairs, that's plural, C-H-A-I-R-S.com. That's custombarberchairs.com. The email is custombarberchairs@gmail.com, and our Facebook is, of course, Facebook/custom barber chairs. Everything is custom barber chairs. Everything comes back. My contact number and the cell phone, which is 24 hours a day, like I said, I'm money motivated. So you call me 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, doesn't matter. I wake up for money. That's 917-553-1619. Children in private school will motivate you beyond belief.
Definitely. I understand that one, yo. But I want to ask you a question. Being an entrepreneur and a business owner, being a CEO of several companies, what is the motivation? I know you said the motivation is money, but what do you feel is the hardest adversity that an entrepreneur, business owner has to face in this day and age when it comes to business?
You have to always be adapting. You have to keep yourself flexible. You can't get locked into ideas and refuse to change with the times. Sometimes the economics times change, you know, and you have to be more creative, you know, and find different forms of financing. Sometimes you have to work a little longer. You know, sometimes you have to outsource. You know, many times we don't want to let our ideas out. We want to keep them hidden, and, you know, you don't want to share, you don't want to network. But if you don't network, you won't grow. This is the internet age. If I'm based in New York, there's no reason I can't do business in India. You know, I can't do business in South America. I can always do business and outsource my business all over the world, because this is a modern internet age. So you always have to always remain flexible.
Definitely. And I think the whole chair situation is like a branding situation. And you was talking to me, because a lot of you guys know Jersey Girls out there in Jersey. I definitely went there, spent a lot of cash over there.
Shout out to my man Damon at Jersey Girls. They showed us a lot of love this weekend.
Definitely, you know, shout out to them out there in Jersey Girls. And shout out to my good First Lady Elle and DJ Envy out there holding it down on Sundays. But yeah, I went out there, but they were looking at one of the chairs, on, weren't they, also?
Oh, yes. I went out there to do a nice little demo for my man Damon, because it's the kind of luxury item that I have to not make a secret. I have to take and change people's psyches. You know, when people look at it, they say, oh, that's great for barbers, but this is not great for barbers. It's great for any dad, any brother, any uncle that has a man cave or a basement or a garage or just a nice bedroom where you want something comfortable. Any lady that has a nice dressing room or a nice chair she wants to sit in and she wants something comfortable, it's great for your hair, great for your makeup, great just to watch television. I watch the game in mine on Sundays, you know.
That's what's up, man. You say he watched the game with his, man.
That's right. And I don't want to go too risque. For those of y'all who know, I'm a photographer as well. This chair is fantastic. Fantastic for any adult physical activities that you might want to indulge in, if you know what I mean.
Yo. Hey, we go win. It's Lush Radio Online. We live in the building. Definitely shout out DC Mingle. You know what I'm saying? They definitely, you know what I'm saying, Black Swingers out there in the DMV doing they 1-2. You know what I'm saying? T's Tuesday, each and every Tuesday. But so with these chairs, like, okay, so you know how like spies have, like, you know, you can conceal stuff and everything in a chair. Could you make the chair, like, you know, one of those concealable chairs, or make it to the point, like, you know, maybe a dildo will fall out of that joint
we can actually customize the chair for any kind of adult related mechanical mechanisms. We can customize it. We can put vibrating engines on the chair. We can put compartments for condoms, compartments for just about anything that you think of. Like, I have a chair that has an iPod in the headrest, where all you do is lay your head back. They put the pods in your ears, and you hear music. The chairs, like you said, can be mechanized. They can be motorized. They can be electrical. They have a hydraulical system because they're 100 years old, but they can be modernized.
Wow.
And you can, I'm a big guy. I'm 260 pounds, and it can take my weight plus another 100 and change. Trust me.
Wow. I can't wait to get my Lush Radio chair. I got to work on that, you know what I'm saying? What's the we ain't going to talk numbers on there and stuff, but you got to make sure that you're about your business when you're talking about these chairs, man, and you're trying to holler at my boy Buck. For real, make sure your paper's right, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be talking about, I just spent like 6,000 stacks on this and that. Yeah, you want to brand yourself for real. It should be everywhere. So brand it in your chair, you know? That's what I'm talking about. Definitely.
That's right. Ladies, don't feel like this is not for you. We have a bundle of beautiful colors that the ladies like. We have all of the lavenders. We have the soft tangerines and lavenders and pinks and off-white, bone whites. We have all of the soft textures. Ladies, this chair is also for you. They're also for you.
That's what it is. And make sure that you guys call in at 347-826-7722. We're live with Buck. I call him the king of customs, a.k.a. the all-around hustler. You know what I'm saying? He knows every and everything for real or anybody. You know what I'm saying? So he gets it in. And definitely a good dude. And I definitely, you know, co-sign him. He's about his business. He doesn't play any games. You put in your order, and you know what I'm saying? It's right there for you. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when it's custom, it takes time to make it for your perfection. You know?
Yeah, there's generally about a 30 to 45 day turnaround once you give us all your images. I like to check back and forth with the customer because once I do it, I don't want there to be any snafus in the situation. So what they're gonna do is email me their artwork if they can't come down to my studio. My studio is in Queens. Right in Long Island City, you know, very accessible, plenty of parking, and I'm there 24 hours a day. So you either come down in person, bring me your artwork, or you send me some of your requests and pictures. I have a bunch of different skin splotches for you to look at. You can actually feel the texture of your skin, the one that you choose. If you choose Black Ostrich, I'll have that there for you to actually look at and feel. I have about 6 chairs for you to choose from in terms of the different makers. There were about 20 makers back in the 20s and 30s who made these chairs, and they kind of whittled down to about 5 or 6 companies. Some of the companies are Belmont, Kokin, Koch. Those are the different companies. And you'll pick the chair that you want. We'll go out. I'll get that chair. I mean, if you can bring me your own chair, or I'll go out and I'll purchase a chair for you. You tell me your color, you know, your color scheme. If you have a certain scheme in your office or your bar or your house or, you know, just something, maybe, you know, for your father's 50th anniversary, you know, he and your mom. Whatever scheme you have, you tell me about it. We put it together. I conceptualize it. I'm going to be communicating with you on telephone and by email, and you'll be looking at the process and being a part of the process as it goes along. And then we'll have a finished product, and then we'll create it, and we'll either drive it to you if you're within a local area, or we'll ship it to you. These chairs are very substantial. They're over 350 pounds. So they have to be crated, and they have to be strapped down, and they actually have to be shipped to you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Also, I wanted to ask you another question. You know, being an entrepreneur, what do you think are the 3 key things that, you know, you need to, you know, that you definitely can't do in business, the 3 key things you cannot do when it comes to business as an entrepreneur?
As an entrepreneur, the first thing you cannot do is you can't give up your dream. If you have a dream, something that you feel passionate about, no matter how many times people, you know, may be skeptical, they may tell you, oh, no, that's not going to work, or I don't like that idea. If you like the idea and you believe in it, you go out and you sell your idea, you find your market, you find your niche, and you run with it. That's the first thing. The second thing is you'll never work harder for anybody than you're going to work for yourself. So that means you work on Sunday, you know, you work on your birthday, you work in the morning, you work in the evening, you know. And the last thing is you cannot be rigid. You have to always remain flexible. You know, you have to keep your vision flexible. You have to accept criticism. I'm saying give you your vision, but you accept the criticism, you build on it, and you remain flexible, and you change things. You got to be changing.
Definitely, definitely, definitely got to be able to adapt to any situation, definitely dealing with this industry that we deal in each and every single day, because, you know what I'm saying, if you're not able to adapt, you know what I'm saying, a switch over, you might as well just go ahead and drown yourself, because you're not going to be able to float out here, you know. And the topic of tonight is how do you stay afloat, you know, in this coming industry. Call in at 347-826-7722. Tonight we're also going to have NOE from Bergain/Dipset. Right now we're talking to the one and only CEO, Mr. Custom Chairs, Buck, live in the building with us right now, you know. And so, Buck, you know, tell me, you know, some things that, you know, you look for when going into venturing into different businesses. What are some of the things that, you know, advice for a becoming entrepreneur, if they're looking to venture into starting their own business, you know, what should they look for in a business if they want to latch on to it or start it, some of the things they should look for?
I think the first thing you look for is a viable market, where you're going to sell your product. You know, if you don't have a place to sell your product, if there's no niche, I come from the adult world. I come from the adult DVD world, the internet world, and many times young men and women come to me and say, I have, I want to start a DVD company. I want to start a film company. And my thing to them is, where are you going to sell your product? You can have 5, 6, 10,000 DVDs pressed up, but if they're only going to sit in your garage, if you don't have a street team, if you don't have a sales team, if you don't have an internet presence, if you don't have 150 mom-and-pop record stores throughout the country that are going to carry your product, then it's not going to move. And you have to move your product because you never want it to get stale, and you want to create that revenue source for you to go into product number two. You know, if you can't sell number one, how do you generate money for number two? You know, how do you generate money for number three?
That's definitely the truth. And that's some real information right there, especially for these young entrepreneurs. And another thing that I tell you guys out there is make sure, if you want to go buy these fake chains and spend all this ridiculous money and stuff like that, go LLC your business. You know what I'm saying? Go over there and get the proper paperwork and take care of your legalities, you know, before you guys start these businesses and stuff like that, buy these fake chains and wear midgets around your necks. You know what I'm saying? These fake kicks, like, pay your dues. Do what you got to do. Learn the business first before you jump into anything. Definitely, people. You know what I'm saying? Especially, this, you know, being an entrepreneur is not an easy thing. People think it's easy. Everybody, they might see Buck doing something, or they might see me doing something. Like, yo, son, I want to do that, son. And then what they do? They fail. Or they fall out. They fade to black. They can't stay consistent because they don't know what the hell they're doing, you know, at the end of the day. And this
you definitely have to have a business plan. You definitely have to write things down. You know, you want to project what you want to do daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly, where you want your company to go. You definitely have to have those things written down. You know, I think a lot of times people see that I handle three or four different things and I wear three or four different hats. But I write things down. You know, I'm a slave to the computer. I'm a slave to my phone, to my Droid. I'm always, you know, on my different applications, and they keep me moving in a positive, productive direction.
What do you think is the most powerful market right now for marketing or marketing and branding your people's companies right now at the moment? Do you think that the best thing is to use just social media, YouTube, or
I think because it's all so powerful and positive, use it all. I think you definitely use the internet. You use all of the social medias. You use your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter. You use those things. You stay on there because you're going to be able to touch different markets very, 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 very quickly. I think you never get rid of the old forms. I think if there's an industry publication, you place that ad, you know. You place that ad, those industry publications, because that's going to be a large part of your core group that you want to reach out to. You know, I think you always do that. And I think, number one, if you have a car, wrap your car. If you have a Jeep or a truck, wrap it. You know, you put that product on the outside, and everywhere you go, you know, let people see. Advertise for yourself. Advertising is always going to be king.
Definitely, definitely. And make sure that you're definitely – make sure you're self-sufficient and you have a strong team when it comes to business also. I think I got my boy Bugsy live on the line from Boston. I'm going to bring him on right now. Ask a quick question with my man Buck. Right now, if you're listening, we got your man Buck right now. You know what I'm saying? I call him the king of customs. You know, he's definitely, you know, a wonderful entrepreneur and a good dude. He does all the custom chairs, barber chairs, salon chairs, any chair you want. He can make it custom, you know what I'm saying? He can bling it out. He can leather it out, you know what I'm saying, deck it out, you know what I'm saying? You can have a TV inside that joint, whatever you want. He can make a swing on that joint, whatever you want on that chair he can make. He's live in the building with us, and we also going to have your man, N.O.E. Bugsy, what it do, baby? Boston in the building.
What's goody, Lush? Salute. You already know.
You got a question for Buck Bugsy?
Well, not really, but I kind of just, you know, came in, so I'm kind of late. But I do want to say, you know, salute to the brother. And I remember you were telling me a little bit yesterday on what he do. And, you know, I just want to, you know, give big ups to him, man, and everything he do when it comes to that custom work he's getting into.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I was just in the Mass area picking up a chair. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate it. I definitely appreciate your support.
Oh, most definitely, brother. Anytime.
Buzzy, he do the custom chairs, Buzzy. He do the custom barber chairs, and he could do any kind of chair. He could do anything custom, you know. You could take a chair, and he can freaking make it generate, you know. And, you know, gyrate, he can put iPhones, iPods, all kinds of crap in there.
I might need an office chair in a couple of months. I might have to holler at him.
He could put Bugsy on that joint, son. Deck that thing out crazy.
I need that with my GME symbol on it, man. That'd definitely be a good look. Yeah, man. You know, I might have to follow him on the Twitter or the Facebook.
Custom embroidery, custom etching, you know, whatever it is. If you have any kind of idea that you have, we can definitely bring it out.
Okay. Yeah,
besides the chairs, you also can do, like, say somebody bought a leather jacket or anything like that. You could do something
that's a ground ball. We can embroider and emboss leathers with different images. If you have a logo, we can embroider that on there. If you have a face, if you have a symbol, if you have anything that you want on any type of animal skin, we can put it on it.
Oh, wow. Definitely got to link up with you, brother. Definitely glad. You hear me, Leslie? I'm definitely got to link up with him, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's real talk. But can you give your information again out to the people, you know, that are listening right now?
Sure. Once again, that's custom, C-U-S-T-O-M, barber, V-A-R-B-E-R, chairs, that's plural, chars.com. That website is right now under construction. We have the custom barber chair at gmail.com, which is our email address, and we have custom barber chairs. That's our Facebook. If you go on facebook.com/custom barber chairs, you'll be able to see about 10, 15 different pictures of different chairs and different stages of the application. Right now, that's our online. We have our offices in Long Island City, Astoria, which is right in downtown Queens next to Manhattan. And the contact number for me 24 hours, 7 days a week is 917-553-1619. 917-553-1619.
Definitely. That's what it is. And definitely salute to you, Buck. I know you're a busy man and stuff, and I don't want to hold you up too long. But, you know what I'm saying, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on here, you know what I'm saying, on the show. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, and, you know, when I come back up to New York, I'm definitely going to hang out with you again. It's fun hanging out with Buck, too.
Oh, yeah. We had a good time. And I appreciate the publicity. I appreciate the look on this because, you know, it's not easy to get yourself out there in the media. It's not easier to get interviewed. So I definitely appreciate this.
Hey, man, it's nothing, Buck, man. You know what I'm saying? For you, anything, man. I had fun hanging with you, man. And tell Rasheed, tell him I said what's up and everything. But you know,
she's on the team.
I got to holler at him because I got to give me some custom jeans, man. I got to holler at him, too. Anyway, you know, because I'm thick. I need something for my booty.
She'd have it on you fitting like a glove. You're tailor maker.
For real, man. But, you know, I mean, this is the thing, man. Teamwork makes the dream work. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is like this, you know, we all got to support one another. And, you know, it might be a situation where, you know what I'm saying, I might need you for something or you might need me. But, you know, it's all work. It all transcends because, you know, if somebody purchases something for you, that's all good. That's what I want. That's what I want to happen because we need to be trying to help each other to, you know, grow as a business. You know what I'm saying? In the Jewish community, a dollar circulates several times. But with us, we rather throw it to somebody else other than our own people. You know what I'm saying? So I got to support my people in business.
Lush, let me tell you what our vision is for 2011. As you know, I'm in the adult business, and I've got a few different websites. What I intend to do is the internet world works on revenue sharing and affiliate programs. And because I have a rev share and affiliate program with my adult sites, what I intend to do is to take that same vehicle of revenue sharing, put the link to the custom barber chair site on many other websites. And then when sales of a barber chair comes through someone else's website, well, once the transaction goes through with the credit card, then the next month you will immediately get sales commission revenue right to you based on the sale of a chair. So if I sell a chair and I'm given a 20-25% revenue share, that comes right back into your bank account. And I think that's the way that we're able to grow and able to push sales in many different areas. And that's going to be in 2011.
That's what it is. I can't wait to get on that revenue share and jump off, too. I'll admit.
Definitely. You'll be able to click the custom, that leather custom barber chair link on Nikki's site, and you'll click that, and the sale will come through there, and you'll get your chair, you'll make a sale, and Nick will get a commission revenue sharing check.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to everybody out there that's an entrepreneur and is trying to get it, you know what I'm saying? And I got to send a shout out to some of y'all cats out here that so-called say you're doing business. If you haven't made a penny, a cent off of what you're doing and what business you're doing right now, I think it's time for you to switch gears. You know, and you need to freaking get, you know what I'm saying, your stamps up. Like my man Flipstar from Flip Mode said, I was talking to him today on Skype, and we were talking business and stuff, and he was like, look, man, people need to stop, you know, sitting in their hood trying to get that hood fame. We need to learn how to expand, you know what I'm saying? And with the worldwide internet, I can talk to somebody in Germany, Japan, everywhere. Let's do business together, man. Let's make money. Stop staying in one area. Seriously, get your stamps up. That's all I got to say.
Amen to that.
Real talk, right?
Definitely, man. Get your stamps up. But make sure you support my dude, Buck. You know what I mean? Make sure that, you know, you buy a chair, support him. You know, do what you got to do, man. Support my dude, Buck. He does the custom chairs and everything. And like I said, we're going to have the world of now, your boy NOE. My dude, my brother from another mother, know the name, know the difference, is going to be live in the building. But we got a caller, 443. If you're joining us right now, we're talking about business and how to stay afloat in this day and age. Right now, we got the custom chair maker, the one and only CEO, my man Buck. He do all those custom chairs. Anything you need done, decked out, he got that for you. Real Brandon right here. 443, you're live in the building. What it do, baby?
Lush Radio, what's going on? One time for your mind permits checking in. You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to show you love, man. Great topic, what you got going on right here.
What's up with you? This is my boy permits, live in the building from B-More, but originally from New York. Radio host doing his 1-2. Always call through to support permits. I love you, man. We got my boy Buck live in the building. He does the custom chairs, entrepreneur, these custom chairs, he can bling them out. He can engrave your name in it. It could be a barber chair, salon chair, anything you want. He can even put iPods in there or even speakers in the chair. Whatever you want, he can make it custom for you.
Oh, man, that's beautiful, man. And you know what's crazy is I like that you went in a different lane. Everybody right now is either doing the music thing or, you know, the movie thing, which I'm not mad at, but you know, that's a form of art right there, you know what I'm saying, because it takes a form of artistic nature to put together and custom chairs and everything like that. So it sounds like it's great, man. I will definitely be in support, bro.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Absolutely,
you definitely
man.
Check out. Make sure you add them. It's Custom Barber Chairs on Facebook, so you can check out some of the chairs and stuff like that. And website's in works right now, but make sure you add it so you can see some of the chairs. He can make it leather, and he also, like, any kind of, like, you know, leather, fur, anything, he can put any logos or anything in it, custom.
Yeah, beautiful. Any exotic skin, you know, that's down to the crocodiles, the alligator, the armadillo, the ostrich, elephant, pony, whatever exotic skin you think of, we got it. You know, I can get my hands on it.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh. Beautiful, man. I'm definitely going to be checking that out. Nadja on Facebook and everything like that, and definitely network. Make it happen.
So, Permiss, I want to ask you a question since you're live on the line with us, too. The topic of tonight is how do you stay afloat, you know what I'm saying, in this business going into 2011?
Well, one of the things is you have to not do the bad habits that you did in the previous years, I think. And if you can recognize that, some of the bad habits that you did or some of the things that you knew that stagnated your business in the years prior, I think you can move forward. Also, I think, you have to delegate to elevate. You know what I mean? A close friend of mine told me that. You can't take on everything, you know what I mean, at one time. Even though we all like to, they always say if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself, and I'm a fan of that. But I also know that none of us are Superman, you know what I mean? So, I think strength lies within numbers. If you have a strong team that supports the movement that you have and your network is greater, delegate different tasks. If everybody is for the same movement, then you'll see progression and you won't get frustrated and feel like a dog running around with his tail.
Definitely, and that's real talk right there. I could never say it any better than what you just said right now, man. Those are some real good jewels dropped by you and Buck tonight. Buck, I know you're a busy man. I ain't going to hold you up. Because I know you're always busy because, sometimes I got to text you just to, respond. You're busy. Yeah. Getting that guap.
Very much. I'm going to send a blast out right now to everybody in my messenger group and let them know to call in and, talk with you guys and share whatever their experiences are. I'm going to hit them up right now. Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. And I can't wait to come back, man. I can't wait to come back.
Thank you so much, Buck. And, the door is open for you anytime. You my dude, man. Anytime you want to come through, you just hit me up and I say, come on, let's go. You can come on.
All right, next time I'm going to come on and talk about the adult game a little bit, get nasty for him.
We're going to go into that. I'm going to have to bring you on a Friday, and bring you on and talk about the real deal because some people don't know the behind the scenes of the adult game. Like everybody, back in the day with the adult game, people thought, oh, yeah, they see people like Buck or other people, West Coast Productions, they say, oh, I want to be a filmmaker. They don't know all the BS that goes behind it. They don't know all the different tricks and stuff to get certain shots. But we're going to talk about that. I'm going to have to bring you on again on a Friday. And that's get Friday here Fridays, man, and we go in. So you're going to have to definitely come through on a Friday.
I look forward to it. We'll talk about the adult world. I'm involved in a lot of different aspects of it, from the DVD, replication, the editing, online sales, everything. I'm involved in every aspect of that. I'd love to come on and talk about it. But thank you for having me, and I appreciate it. And, good luck, and God bless y'all.
That's what's up, man. Salute. That's what's up, man. We just had the one and only Buck live in the building. King Custom doing his 1-2 with the hot chairs, man. I want to go ahead and while Permiss is live on the line, Permiss, man, go ahead and tell. He's also, doing his thing, with business on the radio out there, supporting independent artists out there grinding hard body. I want you to go ahead and tell people, your information and also tell them the things you got up and coming and everything like that, Permiss.
Absolutely, man. Lush, first and foremost, man, thank you so much. You got a great movement going on. We got the Politic with Permiss, which is actually, this is our first year up and running, and it's been huge. Support has been, the magnitude has been crazy. We air live every Thursday on WOLB, 10 a.m. in Baltimore. Tomorrow is actually the end of the year show, where we just going to have everybody on and just power out, kind of kick back and talk about, 2010 or whatever. And then also the Grind Hard Experience, which is on the B1650 in D.C., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 1 a.m., It goes down real major, spinning all the independent music, So I'm basically in conjunction with Lush Radio, and we making it happen, man. Shout out to Honey Management, Singleton Newman, Fuquan Promotions, Street Smart Magazine, the whole unit, man. And, of course, Lush Radio, man. You know what I mean? Phenomenal, man. We need to get you an award up here, Lush. Hey, Shaq.
You
know what I mean? But, yo, Lush, you know what? You know what's crazy, man, is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really respect your show because, like, I listen to your show. Like, right now I'm at work, but I listen to your show, and it's so informative because the topics that you have and really the conversation, of course, the guests, but the music that you have is so out the box. But it's so interesting, and it keeps my attention going, man. So I know if it keeps my attention, you got a million and one listening, man. So keep up the great work, man. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. That's a lot. You know, that means a lot coming from you, man. You know what I'm saying? Saying that to me, permission, you know. And then, you know, I know we came the other day, and he was saying, you know, he was proud of me, but, you know, to me, I feel like, you know, I still feel like I'm the little chick out here. But, you know, I'm grinding hard. This is going on our fourth year, you know what I'm saying, out here.
Right.
And we've been grinding, you know what I'm saying, and we've met so many wonderful people. I've met people like you and a lot of people, and we've done a lot of celebrity and independent artist interviews. And it's, you know, it's shocking to me, you know, that, you know,
yeah.
we're doing this, you know. And,
yeah.
you know, we're not even... I mean, some people call us the majors, but we're not funded by nobody. That's all some, you know, we're doing independently, you know?
Right.
So it's
right.
like, you know, it's like, you know, I just, you know, I'm shocked all the time, but it's an honor to, you know, hear that from you, from another hardworking, you know, individual. So I'm just like really happy to hear that. And, you know, and we're going to be live in the building tonight. You know what I'm saying? I hope you can stay on when he's on here. He's calling in at 7.
I'm going to definitely try to stay on, man. Noah's a positive brother, man. I've been watching his following. You know, I'm really a fan of his music. And most of all, you know what I'm saying, he comes back to the hood and really gives back, you know what I mean, dudes on or whatever to rap. So, you know what I'm saying, definitely I'm going to stay on for, you know, support my man,
Definitely. And if you're listening to us now, right now, we got our boy, Permiss live in the building. He goes hard in the paint. And he's definitely affiliated with Lush Radio Online, and that's another station that we funnel music to for independent artists and stuff. And 2011, the whole coalition is about to go hard in the paint, seriously. Now, independent artists, and also if you want to get your videos on Forbes DVD, they doing way bigger numbers than World Star. Holla at us, man. We got that direct link. Holla at us, for real. Guru, you're live in the building. What it do, baby? You just missed it. I had my boy, Buck live in the building. He do the custom chairs, son. Out there in Queens and stuff, he does all the custom chairs. Like, if you want to get your name engraved in there, if you want to get it blinged out, he can put iPods in there, all that crazy King style jump offs and everything. You know what I mean? Crazy.
I ain't miss it. I mean, I'm online listening. You know what I'm saying? I'm working, bro. I just got off the phone. Don't think I missed it. What are you talking about? I love you, I'm listening. So, shout out to Permission. Shout out to Buck. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're still listening. I'm shouting them out right now. Custom Chairs, affiliate marketing is definitely the move for next year, like you said. So I want y'all to jump on it and, you know, get in where you fit in, man. You want to help Buck sell chairs, you better hit him up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to Buck. That's a real positive thing, and that's a really good, you know, really good lane that he in, you know, because ain't too many chair people out there doing it like that, the custom, get your name, sit on your name, or whatever you want to do. Like you said, you need it for your booty. I heard you. That was some slick talk threw up in there. So. Ain't missed nothing. Beverly, what up, yo?
No, I didn't.
She's good, man. She ain't slick. That's your slick, buddy.
It's good, Guru.
No, there's another guy named Rashid that rolls with the same clip with Buck or whatever, and he does custom clothing. And he did some snap your neck and all of that stuff. He did custom
mm-hmm.
clothes for Busta Rhymes, right? And and I wanted him to do some custom jeans for me because I'm thick, so I need some custom jeans. So that's what I was talking about.
I'm trying to clean that up. I mean, you know, I love you
to death. Did you say Google said it's too late? You already threw it out there. Ain't no pulling that one back.
Threw it out there.
Google is terrible. I'm
talking about. Try to bring him on the show Friday to get into the adult scene. We were gonna do on Friday. Get a camera. Probably gonna get a camera on my side. Feel me? Cause I can set something up right quick. You already know. While we filming, I'm like, yo, I'm about to shoot a movie now, Buck. I mean, play too much, yo. Y'all play too much. You heard?
Oh man. Yo, I love my team, man. This is our head of promo right here, Future Guru 100. He go hard in the paint, man. You need to get at him for that Hot or Not on Fridays, and also my co-host on Fridays, man. He goes hard in the paint. We got some real crazy stuff, you know, going into 2011. Guru, you know, you're an entrepreneur and a business owner also. Talk to us about, you know, staying afloat in 2011. What are some of the keys that you need to do to stay afloat going into 2011?
Number one, you need to realize that you can't do it by yourself. You're going to have a strong team behind you, and you're really going to have to step your game up and get ahead of these copycats out here. I mean, you know, and if anybody, you know what it takes, it really takes a lot of commitment to what you're involved in. You, like somebody told me a long time ago when I wanted to get into my business, I wanted to buy my first truck, but I was a young cat. And, you know, I already had a job, but, you know, this man told me, he's a very successful entrepreneur in my hood, and he told me, anything you do, you got to put 110% into it. That didn't mean for me to go ahead and quit my job and buy the truck, but all it meant for me, from hearing that from him was, when I finally did get my truck, I knew exactly what he was talking about. Like, because if you're trying to go to work and you got a trucking business, you know, while you at work, you missing money. So I don't know. Some cats can do both, and some cats just gotta decide like what's best, like what's in your heart, and what's really good. So you really gotta make a commitment, and you gotta make a commitment to getting a strong team. No car jumpers, no bandwagon, no snakes. You gotta eliminate all that. You gotta weed out your situation. Everybody going to have a different situation, and snakes is coming around. Snakes is coming around every day at you. And, I mean, for the most part, it's really going to take a lot of – you got to plan something. You can't just go day-to-day operations without no plan. That shit is crazy. It's crazy. In the long run, it's not going to be successful. In the long run, them snakes are going to get you, boy. Hold up.
Get you, man.
Snakes is gonna get you, boy.
Good
talk, man. They out here, man. The grass ain't. If your grass ain't cut,
even
you stupid. Cut your grass.
Wow. I love my man, Guru. He goes in, man. We go hard in the paint, man. It's all of this is about educating the independent entrepreneurs, because who else is going to give you this information? Also, LegalZoom.com. Log on to LegalZoom.com if you need any legal papers or documents and stuff, and you don't have it or you don't know where to get it from, go to LegalZoom.com, or you can contact me at CEO Lush Radio Online if you need certain legal documents. If you're a photographer, you need model release forms or different things like that, or different contracts, man, holler at me. We got those. You know what I mean? Also, independent artists, make sure, number one, if you don't know how to copyright your stuff, before you get with anybody, any manager, any publicist, make sure you have your business together before you engage and latch on to somebody, because somebody might take you for a spin and be gone with your money and you'll be left with nothing. Okay, so you need to learn the business. We don't want anybody to burn you out here. So, number one, learn about how to make a press kit on your own before you step to somebody. Maybe they can enhance it, but at least you should at least know how to know the ins and out of it. Know the terminology. What is BMI? What is ASCAP? How to register my music? Also, if you don't know the address or the information of BMI, ASCAP, we have that information also. You can contact Guru or me, either one, or you can also join the commish with our sponsor,
hey, look,
Honey
Man. I'm still on the line. I'm still on the line, baby. I'm still on the line. I got to click over for one second.
Definitely. And make sure that you definitely holler at honeymanagement.net, one of our sponsors. She has a commission for independent artists to definitely funnel through to get that information they need to benefit themselves. And like I said, it only takes like $200 or so to go down there and LLC your business. That tax refund last year, I got like $6,000 back. It's a nice amount of money to get that money back after you spent all that money. Half of you guys are going spending all this money in this cash and stuff, have no receipts, and then what? You don't get nothing out of the end of the day. This isn't how it's supposed to be. Let's think like businessmen and stop thinking like we're still in the streets. You understand? Street mentality does not get you far. You have to learn the business. It's more business than there is talent. Why do you think a lot of talented artists aren't where they're supposed to be? Because they don't know the business. So that's what we're talking about. Let's talk about business and how to stay afloat in 2011. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're live in the building. And we're going to have your boy, Point NOE, live in the building. No the name, no difference. Third Gang Dipset, he's going to be live in the building. And we had your man, Buck, live in the building with us doing a custom chairs. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. I'm about to go into this joint right here from NOE. Most of y'all guys know this song right here. It's Bird Gang Money with Jim Jones. That joint is definitely a hot joint. I love it. That's actually, you know who introduced me to NOE? My man, Busy B, you know what I'm saying, the old school rapper. Y'all remember him from Wild Styles, Battle Kumo D, you know. That's my man, the bomb, the dang-a-dang diggy. That's my dude right there. So he introduced, he said, yo, I got this young cat, man. He got some hot stuff, woo-woo-woo. I said, all right, man, whatever you co-sign, it's all good. I listened to it. I said, wow, word. So I heard Bird Gang Money, and I was hooked. So after that, I'm an N-O-E, no fan. So let's go. And I also got that 6-7 featuring Corey Guns and your man Lil Wayne, even though I'm not a Lil Wayne fan, but I love me some Corey Guns, so I got to play it, so I got to be biased. So let's go. N-O-E, Bird Game Money. We're going to be right back in a minute. Let's go.
Just clean my fancy car, pick up my fancy clothes, and reown in a house by no.
Coming in the club with my entourage. Me, I'm the boss in the middle, the brain in the brawn. rock a house note round the neck. Lot of letters for the chain and the John. Come on, man.
Just clean my fancy car. Yeah. Fix up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the house, but I know we got the ball. We got the ball.
It's bird game money. So it's the bird game money right there, you know what I'm saying? N-O-E, know the name, know the difference, you know what I'm saying? Act like you know what I'm saying? N-O-E is to me, I think, is a great MC, very humble, very good dude, and he definitely don't never, ever, ever, ever forget where he came from. And he's one of those artists that comes back and gives back. And he's definitely a good guy. And no, that's not Jay-Z, you know. A lot of people heard that song, and I was like, yo, is that Jay? Then no, it's not Jay. But if you really listen, you know it's not Jay. And with the controversy either way, I still think that No is a remarkable artist. And when you listen to his stuff, like, his lyrical content is crazy. Like, this dude is... You know, like Tupac was, he was a poet. He's a poet also, and I mean, the stuff he got that you ain't even heard is just crazy, man. N-O-E, no. Know the name, know the difference is crazy, and I have nothing but highly respect, nothing but love for him. But I know some of y'all guys feel the same way and stuff like that. Guys, y'all back on the line with me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, yeah, man. I don't want to cut you off, but I be trying to tell people us too, man. Like, if you listen to Noe, then you automatically know certain things that Noe say. That boy Jay would never even. I wouldn't think to say. Let's put it like that. Some of the things Noe say, you can definitely tell it's definitely not that boy Hov.
Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, the stuff he comes with is just like, word. Did you just say that, son? Like. And he's an entrepreneur. He got the cigar line. If you're a Cuban smoker and you like those nice cigars, he got the cigar line, you know what I'm saying? So I can't wait to get mine because I'm taking my little picture with my cigar situation. I'm not a smoker, but I like the nice cigar.
Well, I said she got a profile right quick. That's a profile picture.
I know that. Woo! But when you first heard when you first heard No on Permiss, what was your reaction?
When I first heard him, I was stunned because I'm wow, finally I'm hearing somebody that got lyrics. You know what I'm saying? And it's not subjected to the industry standards. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big stickler on that. So when I hear lyrics and then on top of that I hear concept and then I'm hearing good track behind it, I'm hooked. I'm like, great, you know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, the humbleness behind him as the artist is great, you know what I mean? Like, I I'm pretty sure he shook hands with many of great people, but for him to come back and, you know what I mean, give insight or like, yo, look, well, let's form a team together, let's make it happen, I think it's tremendous. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, salute to the homie, man.
Definitely. And my man, Future Guru, what did you think when you first heard No? Guru, you there?
Okay. Oh, shit, Guru's still on hold.
There you go.
He's still on hold.
Both of y'all be on their moves, man. But you know what? Let me give y'all cash quick updates out there. In the Lush team area. Shout out to all my Team Lush in Japan. Shout out to all my Team Lush in Canada, you know what I'm saying, that's following me now and stuff. Shout out to all of y'all guys. Don't forget that it's going down tomorrow. Coast to Coast DJs is having a mixer. It's at the White Room, downtown Miami, Artist Showcase, DJ Battle, feature performance, and a power panel, and model casting call for the Coast to Coast Mixtapes Mag. So make sure that you want more information, log on to www.lushradioonline.com. I have 5 press passes down there. If you would like to cover the event, holler at me. If you like to represent Lush Radio Online, if you're in the Miami area or Florida area, get at me. CEO Lush Radio Online is going down tomorrow. I think I'm going to have Circle Media down there covering it for us, representing us down there in Florida. So they'll be picking up their media tickets and stuff like that. Also, we got the 2011 draft pick mixtape that's coming out. It's going to be crazy. Just confirmed, we got Fred the Godson. We got the real Chad B. We got Sav Kills. It's hosted by DJ J Ronan. We got Lego on there. We got No on there. I might get a Flip Mode artist, and I might get Flipstar on there. And we got Super Producer Top Fife. We got Super Producer Buddha the Future on there. Joe Colombo and Cut Castro. We got a couple of people, and I got Troublesome, a female MC from out of Texas. So, and I'm trying to see if I can get a Scarface, or if I can get me an ex or one of them cats to get on the joint. So I ain't gonna have that many females. It's only a certain draft pick that I've been seeing that's been working real hard. So I'm trying to recognize them on there. And Coast to Coast DJs will be having it posted up on their website and everything like that. So we're going hard in the paint. We Coast to Coast DJs affiliates, along with Sucker Proof DJ affiliates. I'll be having another show going on Coast to Coast, not Coast to Coast, but Sucker Proof DJs show is going to be live going down in January with me and DJ Hustle from out in Cali. So we're going to be doing some situations in January. I'm going to have a powerful powwow conference call with all my media cats that want to do real business this year going into 2011, and we're going to funnel information in order for us to make some real money. So I got some things in the works, man. Artists, holler at us if you want to get on Forbes DVD and get that video featured, or you want to get it up there, you know what I mean, for real, so you can really go viral on the net. Also, some top things that you guys need to look into going into 2011, try to know the different media forms. You know, right now people are buying ads to go onto their cell phones. Apps are the new move. There's so many different things that you definitely need to look out for. Skype, Uvu. You can talk to people overseas to do viral meetings and stuff online. You can do virtual meetings online to do your business. But I think the one, the only, I think the man of the hour that we've been looking for is going to be online right now, but I got to give that raw introduction because you know how I do, because it's your girl, Leshy Lush. Play Bird Game Money for y'all. We got the one, the only, you know what I'm saying, the man of the hour, the man everybody's been waiting for. Know the name, know the difference. Bird Game this set. The man is an entrepreneur, a poet, an artist, an all-around entertainer, a guy that gives his community, a real dude, you know, not on that play, you know, has his own cigar line, and he's business ventures going on. That's why I brought him on Wednesday. Let's talk about business. And he drops a lot of jewels, and I want you guys to see another side of him that you guys might not, that y'all guys don't ever see on the other interviews and stuff. So he's going to come in, talk to NOE, know the name, know the difference. He's going to be live on the line. Shout out to everybody out there. Bird Game, we're about to bring him on the line right now. So brace yourself, you know, control yourself, people. And OE. No,
what's up, man? I mean, how do you not love an intro like that?
What's up with you, boo, man? I'm so happy to have you on the line, man. Let me give you some Lush Radio love, boo. You know I love you, boo.
Of course. Lush, you already know what it is, man. I'm here.
Oh, my God. Before we get into it, do you got any shout-outs and everything? And I'm going to let the guys on the line say what's up to you and stuff before we get into the interview.
No doubt, you know. Like I said, shouts out first and foremost to the whole Bird Gang, you know, the whole Dipset Squad, you know, we mobbing over here. Shouts out to the Boss Mob, Skull Gang and them, you know, we're family. You know, shouts out to my city, Baltimore Stand Up, you know, so I'm just having fun, man. You know, I'm having a whole lot of fun, and I think that's what I've been waiting to feel. You know, so I'm happy just to get all the love, you know, from any direction I can get it from. So, and apparently I'm getting a lot of it. So I'm happy, man. And shouts out to the listeners, man. Lush Online, that's what it is. It's the place to be right now.
That's what it is. I definitely love you for that. The guys we got on here, we got Future Guru live on the line with you. Guru, say what up to No. I guess we lost him over there. He was over there. Permiss, we got Permiss live on the line. Permiss, say what's up to No.
No, what's going on, brother? You know what I'm saying? I would say keep up the great work. You know what I mean? Love the music. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely in full support, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. I humbly accept that. Thank you.
No doubt.
That's what's up. And we got Bugsy from Boston. Bugsy, say what up. No.
What's goody? No. Salute. Appreciate you dropping through again, man.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it, man. Shouts out to you in Boston. What up? You know what I mean?
You already know.
Yeah.
And you know what? No, we had our dude Buck live on the line. He do the custom chairs and stuff and everything like that. Like, he could deck a whole chair out and everything and put your name in it, bedazzle it. He can freaking put, like, iPods and all that stuff. So he was live on a joint earlier and stuff. I think I might have to get me one and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got to put my Lush brand on everything.
That's what's up. Nah, I'm going to need to get his contact, you know, Baltimore. That's, you know, the barbershop, it's a whole lot of that in Baltimore. So I know a lot of shop owners that would be really, really interested in dude. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you give me his contact info and all that. Just text it to my phone. I mean, I got people that might want to holler at something.
I'm going to definitely send you all that information. So,
got you.
No. Mm-hmm. Know the name, know the difference. Okay. I know you, so I know the difference.
Right.
Okay. So, what motivates you? What inspired you to get into this crazy music business?
I think it was more therapeutic than anything. You know what I mean? Coming up with cats like Nas and listening to, you know, those New York dudes that would get on the mic and just spit that shit that you could just relate to in the hood and listening to how eloquently they told the story, you know, and I was, you know, I started out writing poetry at 12. So, you know, just to, Nas was just poetry to me, you know, Eric B and Rakim, just to hear Ross spit, you know, just was so poetic, and you could just do it over that drum beat and that snare like that just attracted me. And then hearing Pac, you know, Pac took it to a whole nother level, you know, with his passion and just hearing that, you know, that just inspired me that, you know what, you know, in order for me to escape the street and just escape the real reality, you know, that I was living, I wanted to be able to talk about it in a forum that could be accepted and appreciated. You know what I mean? I mean, you could talk to your uncles and your aunts and all of that, but, you know, they was dealing with their own demons, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, to go on the corner and just freestyle and spit with the same cats that you were starving with and, you know, struggling with and going through pains with, and they all could relate, and you could just put it in rhyme form and entertain, you know, that was very, very attractive to me. So, you know, it was inevitable that I had to pursue a career in hip-hop music, you know, and I, you know, latched on to it like a pit bull, and I never let go. So, you know, I'm just honored that I'm being accepted in so many wide markets, man. So I'm happy.
That's what it is. And you missed earlier. I was describing you and talking about you, and I was saying that you remind me so much of Pac. As you know, Pac was a poet, you know, and he used to write. And I said, and I said, you write, and I'm a diehard Pac fan. I had got a nose ring and everything for Pac. But, so,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, and you know, you write poetry, and you convey your thoughts and your feelings through poetry, and then convey it into the art form of emceeing and rhyming. you know, and I think that, you know, is a true art. And, you know, it's, you know, the days of the true MC and the true lyricist, you know, some people say it's dead and stuff, but the fact that, you know, you're here doing your thing, you know, gives me hope, you know, that there's definitely, you know, hip-hop is not gone away, you know, because it's a lot of buffoonery out here, and I'm really, you know, glad that I'm able to hear artists like you come out and do your thing. And on top of that, you know, with this industry and coming from Baltimore, which is not, you know, an area that, you know, a silver spoon is handed to you, you know, every day. You know, people got to hustle, you know, and not, you know, people see some of the stuff, brief stuff on the wire, but, you know, you had to live that every single day of your life, you know, being around that and being around that negativity and you know, and finding some beauty, like Pac said, you know, finding, you know, that rose coming out of that dirt, you know, and you came out of it. You know what I'm saying? And getting a major deal, you know.
Right.
That, you know, it's a lot of artists. I mean, you know, shout out to Molly Man. You got Keys out there. You got Boss Man. And you got a couple of artists out there. But for you to get, like, big nationwide recognition and Wordsmith, you know, and getting on major, major stuff, you know, that's a big accomplishment, you know, especially coming out of Baltimore, you know.
How is that?
And also, you know, you got other people came out. You know, Monique, and you got Jada, and a lot of people that came out of Baltimore, despising different attributes and stuff like that. But how is that? You know, being almost people look to you almost like a messiah, almost like you know, that chosen one. You know, to take them there, and you know, how is that weight on your shoulders?
It's actually a very, very heavy weight, you know, to carry. It is. But I remember when I first, you know, when I first got down with Jimmy, and Jim used to tell me that what was going to happen. You know, he used to tell me, he prepared me for it, you know, and I got to send mad love out to Jim, because Jim, you know, Jim is a man of few words, but when he did want to drop jewels and wisdom on me, he never hesitated to do it, and he would always pull me to the side and sort of say it in a whisper, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he would just say, yo, what's going to happen is it's going to get crazy, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to have a lot of cats coming at you, you know, for favors and coming at you expecting you to change their lives, you know what I'm saying, like you Jesus Christ or something like that, but you got to stay focused and make sure you worry about you first. You know, you can't help anyone until you help yourself first. And he, you know, I remember when he said that to me. And, you know, at the time, I understood it from a street standpoint, you know, because it happened in the street. You know, when you getting it in the street, you got a lot of cats who, you know, look out for me, you know, they want to be blessed. So I was, you know, familiar with it from that standpoint, but in a rap game, it's probably amplified 100-fold more so, you know. So, you know, it's hard, you know, when you're in the clubs and you just want to chill and, you know, you just want to relax and you got cats coming up to you with demos and, you know, cats saying, yo, you know what I'm saying, you need to put the city on the map. And, you know, I've had cats tell me I wasn't doing enough, you know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
I mean, I got into a conversation the other day where my man told me, some cat told him, yeah, you know, dude was saying that, you know, dudes feel like you just, you know, sort of turned your back on the city by going to New York, you know, and I'm like, what? You know what I mean? But it's just like, you know, one thing I learned is you can never do enough, you know, to please everybody. And that's the biggest formula for failure, you know, is when you set yourself up to try to please everybody, you know what I'm saying? You have to separate yourself from that, because it's not real, you know, and people, the same cats who didn't want to see you succeed are going to be the same cats that's going to flip the script when you popping off, and now they want to come in your face, and now they want to invest in you, and they want to believe in you all of a sudden. You know what I mean? You have to be able to see through the smoke screen and stay grounded and know that, you know, you got to do this for you and your family. That's what matters. Now, once you're able to maybe, you know, I guess dedicate a little bit of attention towards helping other folks out, you do it. You know, and that's where I'm at. Like, I do what I can, you know what I mean? I do what I can, but I'm not going to go overboard and overextend myself and sacrifice my career, you know, for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at the end of the day, I got to ask myself, would someone do that for me? You know, but I do what I do, and I do it from the heart. And you know, the cats who don't really like it, they not going to say it to my face. You know what I'm saying? They going to run around circles and talk about it, but that means they're not irrelevant. That means they're not relevant to me. You know what I mean? So if I don't see them, they don't exist. So I'm,
but
you know what,
as I've watched you grow, you know, as an artist and as a man in your journey through this industry, I have seen you give back to these artists, artists that, you know, don't. Some of these artists, you know, I think some of them might have not deserved it. Some of them, you know, some people are unappreciative, but you have gone back. Every time you represent where you come from, you know,
right.
You mention it all the time. You never forget where you come from, which I respect so much about you. You're a person that is personable, you can talk to, not, you know, on that Hollywood mess, you know,
right.
which I think, you know, and you're about your business and you know this business, you know,
right.
And that's what I respect so much about you. And even though you are, you know, an artist, you also have other business ventures that other people might not know. Would you tell the people, some of these people out here, some of the other business ventures that you're into? Because you told me before on our side conversation about the new ventures you got going on. So let everybody know what's the new things that's going on with No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm into, you know, I don't know, a whole cornucopia of different things. One of my main passions, as a lot of people know, is my cigars. You know, I've always had a passion for cigars. So it was only right, you know, that I began to pursue it and began to do research and travel, you know what I'm saying, to places like the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua and places like that, and try to, you know, really, really visit some of these tobacco farms and actually see how the whole cigar rolling process takes place. And, you know, it's like a $50 billion a year business. Like it's a big business. And what attracted me to that particular line of work is it's the culture of it and the history of it. It's still very, very protected. You know what I mean? It's an honorable profession because it's separate from like cigarettes. It's not it's not machine manufactured. It's, you know, it's grown. The leaves are grown with love. The soil has to be, you know, perfect. The climate has to be perfect, and every leaf has to be handpicked and, you know, and rolled with soft hands. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people don't know, but 99% of every cigar in every store was rolled by a woman. You know what I'm saying? Women roll these cigars, you know, and a lot of people don't know that. But, you know, it's just so much attention to detail. And I think that's what attracted me just about the business even more. So, you know, I connected with a very good friend of mine who was from Dominican Republic, very well respected, and he's probably one of the best rollers in the world, one of the best hand rollers in the world. And he, you know, sort of took me under his wing, and he liked my business savvy, and, you know, he said, listen, let's get your own blend going. Let's sample some blends, try to put your own blend together, and let's roll it, and let's market it. And so, you know, that's what I did, you know what I mean? And it started off just small, where I was just passing them out and, you know, handing them out. And then it grew to, a clientele, you know, and I was able to, you know, he was able to move them through his tobacco license so I wouldn't get any legal trouble and all of that, you know. So it's something that's going to grow even more so as my brand grows, my cigar brand is going to grow. And then, you know, I have a business where, you know, I just started a nonprofit called Beehive, you know, whereas, you know, Baltimoreans helping individual visionaries excel. And that is just to help a lot of kids from BMOR who have that dream to get into the entertainment business, not just music, but just to enter into the entertainment business. You know, it basically helps them to get the right resources that they need so they don't, you know, get ran through the ringer the way I did. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn the hard way. You know, it wasn't easy, you know, so I don't want, you know, not just Baltimoreans, but I don't want any, you know, kid with a dream to be in the entertainment business to have to go through, you know, the hardships of being an intern and, you know, getting treated like shit and go get my cleaning and this, that, and the third. And, you know, I set up an organization to represent kids like that that want to get into the business and they don't have to get mistreated. They can have some type of representation behind them to make sure that they land the jobs and the internships that they want, and we can actually finance part of their living arrangements while they're interning with no salary, you know, and then when they finally land that job and gain the salary, you know, they just simply pay us back like a loan, you know what I mean? So I just felt like that I wanted to do that, you know what I mean? But, and then there's other things, you know, we could be on the phone all night. There's things I'm looking at right now. You know, I'm looking at, I got a company called Pure Substance Films that short films, you know what I'm saying? We just got our first script that we're reviewing, a major script from a major Hollywood studio that we're reviewing. So we may be shooting our first feature film. Not that I want to act in it, but I always had a dream to shoot movies as well. So, you know, there are a lot of things, a lot of opportunities that I took advantage of, and they have nothing to do with hip-hop. It's just about being a hustler, putting yourself, being accessible, because accessibility is everything. You know, making yourself available for meetings and getting out and meeting and talking with folks and taking yourself to the next level, because, you know, you got to grow up. You know, I mean, it's inevitable, man. And you have to do it gradually, and you have to do it with confidence.
Definitely. And you also got a whole record label situation also, but we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But a lot of people might not know that, you know, you're also a songwriter. You were a ghostwriter also. But so, Captain, you did the whole situation with you wrote some stuff with Danny Kane, right? With Puffy and everything.
Yeah.
Y'all really don't know how talented this young man is, you know, until you really get to know he has so much talent, you know, behind him, and that's why I respect him so much. And a lot of people are like, oh, you love N.O.E. I love him because I respect where respect is due. You got to support somebody that's really doing and making a difference out here. If they just talking, what's the point? But if they're putting it into action, you got to respect it, you know?
Right.
So that's the reason why I support what he does. But I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for the fellas to go ahead and ask you some questions.
No doubt.
We're going to go more into this stuff. And we got some exclusives. We got some hot joints from your man, No. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for my boy, Permiss, out there. Permiss, you got a question for No?
Absolutely. I definitely all the ventures that you got going on, I think, is great. Because you're not just limiting yourself to one lane, you know what I mean? It's a wide berth, and I think it's great. What are some of the barriers that you face coming into the industry as a new cat, you know what I'm saying, and really having to say, you know, align yourself and having your own identity?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the biggest barriers, of course, was I came into the game and I sounded so much like Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? A lot of labels wouldn't touch me because they felt like my vocal tone was just too similar. You know, I knew how talented I was. I knew I wasn't trying to sound like Jay-Z, but what was I supposed to do? Like, you know, I mean, I was nice, you know, so I said, you know, I got to go with what God gave me and go at it fearlessly, you know, and be persistent, and energy and persistence conquers all. Like, that's what I live by, you know, and I had to just be persistent. And fortunately, you know, I met the right person. You know, Jim was the right person. You know, you can't say, you know, and I heard this from Puff. Puff said you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You know what I mean? You could sit down with 100 folks and you could, you know, sit down for 2 hours with 100 different folks, and that 2-hour meeting is a wash. Like, you're never going to get a call back. And it's a lot of time and energy wasted. And then the dude that believes in you is the dude that you sat down for 10 minutes. It was like, okay, I heard you. Let's roll. We good. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much how it was with me and Jim. You know, Jim heard it. He didn't really say much. He was like, come to Harlem. I'm going to throw you on a Diary of a Summer album. You know what I mean? And it's like, I've been Bird Gang ever since, you know? So Jimmy was the right person. And the pattern basically extended itself because in the other ventures, you know, I would sit down with an investor or sit down with someone, and, you know, the 2-hour meetings, you know, when you got to give a 2-hour presentation to someone, that's a whole lot of selling and a whole lot of energy. You know, it's not going to work most of the time, you know. But the ones that you sit down with for 10 minutes, and a lot of times you don't even have a meeting in an office. It's on a train or it's in a Starbucks, you know what I'm saying, for 10 minutes. Those are the ones and those are the people who, bam, you need to connect with. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, coming into the game, that first barrier was the whole Jay-Z similarity. But cats started listening. Jimmy gave me the platform for dudes to start hearing what this kid was saying, and they begin to know the difference. So it's like when a song came on, they knew, that's not Hov right there. That's that kid from B-More right there. And the whole swagger and everything I was speaking on was just so different, and I was speaking on it with such detail that you know, a lot of cats weren't writing on that level, you know, and I began to stand out. And so now I have an identity all my own. So, you know, and it's like it's growing, you know, because I'm not going to get whacker. You know what I mean? As my life grows and as I mature, I'm going to get nicer, you know. So, you know, so, yeah, but I'm over that barrier, you know, and you know, I had to conquer it in a physical level, and I also had to conquer it on a spiritual level, because spiritually the vocal similarities was affecting my self-esteem. You know, there was times when I didn't want to spit in the studio because I knew cats was going to be listening and sitting around the studio with skepticism, you know, so I would be uncomfortable in the booth and stuff like that. I had to outgrow all that and say, you know what, man, the hell with these niggas, you know what I'm saying, because they got to catch the train home. And I could push a range home, like, you know, and I don't know too many cats who would not die to change places with me right now. So, you know, I had to see it for what it really was. So I had to grow spiritually as well.
Wow, that's real right there. That's real right there. I want to go ahead and throw it to Bugsy, because Bugsy out in Boston definitely like broke it down. He was like, you know, you can tell the difference and stuff. But Bugsy explained to you in detail. Bugsy.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Lush?
Yeah, I
can hear you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, basically, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, like, when I talk to certain cats, you know, because, I mean, I'm going to keep it 100. You know what I mean? I've been rocking with Dipset for a hot minute. You know what I mean? And, I'm still rocking with him. You know, I try not to get into the business deals behind the scene doors because that's not my part. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like I tell cats, man. You know, when I be playing it, they be like, yo, you know, who's this kid? I'm like, yo, that's that dude. No, man. And like I said, you know, there's certain things that you would say, and to be honest, you know, not to disrespect nobody, but there's things you would say that boy Hov wouldn't even think to say. You know what I mean? And
right.
And that's what would definitely break down that difference. Like I told you yesterday, the first time I heard you, Fear, was a couple of New Year's ago. I was twisted off my ass. Pardon my language. I was twisted. And, you know, I just hopped in the whip. And I just, like I said, I heard that Concrete Jungle. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Because, you know, that whole little Jay-Z, Jim Jones media, you know, controversial issues going on. So I'm like, you know, I know my man Jim ain't sell out and do a joint with this boy. You know what I mean? And you know, cats in the car twisted like, oh, I don't even know. It's just playing. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, so
right.
When I got sober, I went and did my homework. You know what I mean? Hit the internet. And ever since then, man, you know, I've been rocking with you, man. That MOB albums, all that, man. You know what I mean? You definitely
I appreciate that, man.
You got some shit to say, man.
I received that, man. I received that with love, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm only here to do what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to start a war, but at the same time, you know, I only come in the room with the big guns. And lyrically, you know, if you feel intimidated when you hear me spit, that's a good thing, because I'm only here to intimidate, you know, other MCs. I'm not here to make anyone feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I'm because that's what the whole rap game is about. It's about beats. It's about lyrics. And if I'm not intimidating anyone, then I'm not doing my job. That's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that I encourage other people to you know, come harder. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to bring my A game to the table every single time. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to apologize for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not being egotistical or anything, but it's just like if you play football, like you look at Vic, like Vic is only gonna bring his A game to the table. He ain't gonna play, you know. And that this is my profession, man. This is what I do. I'm a professional MC, you know what I'm saying. And I'm gonna always exercise professionalism whenever I'm on a track. And that's all I'm here to do, man. And when other people like Bugsy recognize the professionalism, I mean, it only inspires me to go harder, man. So I thank you for that.
That's what's up. And I think we have Guru back on the line. Guru, you're live on the line with No. You wanna talk to No? We were talking about knowing the difference and everything that he was talking about and his adversities being in the music industry. Go ahead and talk to No if you wanna ask him a question.
Yo, shout out to NOE. I've been a fan, you know, and my man really got that serious love. I remember when we had him on the show before, so it was good money. I appreciate him even coming back to the show. And I know his fam on that side, but we fam over here, like, all day. So I appreciate him joining us. And, like, you know, I had to come back to the phone because I was locking in a feature for my girl, DeJada Hood Diva. That's a done deal. So that's good money. So I want to shout out to everybody, my nigga Nimrod005 on the Twitter. So NOE, man, I just want to know, like, what's good with your mixtape situation that's coming out? What's dropping? I just joined in, so just holler at me if I was popping, man. You know, I'm glad that you're back, man. I'm glad you're back with us. Not back. I know you ain't been nowhere but working, but tell us what's good, man.
Yeah. Man, I think, you know, I just had to, you know, I was letting, you know, all of the success and all of the, you know, work that I had put in the last 3 years, I had to let it sort of sink in, you know, because sometimes you can be so, caught up in your, you know, just the work ethic that sometimes you don't really, you know, allow the smoke to sort of clear and see what your next point of attack should be, because you just going. And it got to the point where I sort of had to, you know, sit back for a minute and see, okay, I got to allow things to brew. I got to allow the work that I've done to sort of settle in and then put a new plan together, you know, because I feel like as a business person, every 3 years you have to change your business plan. You have to change your business model. And so initially coming into the game, it was go hard, give them nothing but beats and rhymes nonstop. You know what I'm saying? And that was just to oversaturate the game so that cats would just stamp out any skepticism and give them heat. And then, you know, now my business plan has changed in such a way where now I'm still got the same work ethic, but I'm going to attack the game slightly differently. So now I got about 6 mixtapes that are about to drop, like, simultaneously. You know what I'm saying? It's now not going to be over the course of a year or two. I'm just going to drop them simultaneously and then come with the album. You know what I'm saying? And in each individual mixtape is going to have a different theme, a different me coming from a different angle of this street shit and really, really pushing the envelope as far as expression is concerned, you know, but still keeping the same basic hip-hop formula, which is beats and rhymes. That's it. Cut to the chase. It ain't no gimmick. It ain't no hype. It's beats and rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm doing, man. That's what I'm doing.
Word up.
That's real talk right there, and I respect that. We're gonna go to a song from No called Moonlight. This is an exclusive, and I'm gonna put No on this 2011 draft pick mixtape that we got. And it's going to be a lot of cats that are really doing some things in the industry. And I only selected a certain people that I feel that are working hard that really, really need to get the real recognition they should get out here. So, and Noah is definitely one of them. And this joint right here is called Moonlight.
All right.
You want to introduce this joint for us, Noah?
Yeah, Moonlight. It's one of my favorite joints. It's one of those nighttime driving, you know, driving records where you're doing like 85 miles an hour and you got the roof open and, you know, you just, you know, you thinking back in retrospect and you're looking at things from a different perspective and you analyzing, you know, everything that you've been through. And that's what Moonlight is. It's just like my whole analytical way, just observing the game and observing its treachery and its glory and, you know, and I just put it down on a song, and you know, and that's what Moonlight was.
That's what it is. We're going into Moonlight from your man No. Know the name, know the difference. Let's go. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to
Bird King, baby.
My shit.
My life. Oh, come on. Moonlight,
moonlight.
The bright dreams, the pipe smoke, the night scene. The city air, the quiet fear. As I get a piece of money, I'm about to hit the moonlight, the shiny cars, the hot night, the hot dog, the good dreams.
stripper pole. Gotta love the money even though it come and go. I admit I'm on a paper mission. I ain't been that much out of focus. I ain't focused on the soldiers missing. Heavy arms, truthfully I should be dead and gone. But I've been intervened upon by some spirit form. The drug money made a difference in my train of thought. Faces doing numbers every time I came to court. That's why I always wanted fairer skin. I mean my patience is like linen in the winter. Wearing thin, really thin, like popping nigga melon thin. I'm bona fide from my pimples to my skeleton. I've been around a block, sold a lot of brown a lot. I set the money orders, held a nigga down a lot. I treated others how I had to feel if I was trapped. If I was writing, then my niggas wasn't writing back. I lived long enough to know trust is something rare. I'm looking niggas in their eyes and it's nothing there. It's nothing there. The bright dream, the pipe smoke, the night thin, the city air, the quiet fear. As I get a piece of money, I'm about to move. The moonlight, the shiny cars, the hot night, the hot dog, the good drink, the stripper pole. Gotta love the money even though it come and go. Another name for them fetties is a microscope. Little things become larger when you selling dope. But then them transcripts begin to tell a taller tale. You finished, now you living Christmas on a smaller scale. Now my mind's stable. Back in middle school, hated mathematics, but I'm glad I knew my timetable. Deductions I didn't make made it hard. When knee deep in cocaine, what you say to God? What's the drilly when them faggots try to play your card? Forced to do a bid, read a book, play the yard. I don't know, but in my life it didn't matter none. So I just reinforce the spirit with a fatter gun. And tell them niggas off the top, I need a fatter sum. It's ugly when you can't be good, then the badder come. It's usually when that undercover rattle comes. It's when you march into the beat of a sad drum. Moonlight, the bright dream, the pipe smoke, the night thin, the city air, the quiet fear. As I get a piece of money, I'm about to hit the moonlight, the shiny cars, the hot night, the hot dog, the good drink, the stripper pole. Gotta love the money even though it come and go. I'm trying to leave the drug trade, clean my act, and relive the first time I ever seen a stack. With more money than I ever seen, ever touched. With self-esteem issues, I just found a better crutch. I'm old school, white walls, vinyl top. I'll be popping bottles even if the vinyl flop. And I'll be buying Porsches even when the vinyl stop. Cause number one will ultimately be my final spot. That's the real talking through me coming out my soul. The gut is feeling like I'm never coming out this hole. Camera light steady flashing with the upper hand. Got me ducking when I thought I was a tougher man. Still in my city wanting done. Cause 1 minute you supply, the next one you pawn and jump. You try to start another rise you'll never see. Trying to make it in the city you can never flee. Moonlight, the bright dream, the pipe smoke, the night thin, the city air, the quiet fear. As I get a piece of money I'm about to hit. The moonlight, the shiny cars, the hot night, the hot dog, the good drink, the stripper pole. Gotta love the money even though it come and go.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yo, all I can say is that that's what I'm talking about, man. Know the name, know the fucking difference, man. God dang, son. All I can say is, like, what are you trying to do? No, you trying to hurt him? What is you doing over there, man?
I ain't trying to hurt nobody, man. I'm just trying to make my mark. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just using the platform that the universe gave me, man. And you know, and taking advantage of the light that was shed on my talent. You know, again, thanks to Capo, you know, Jim Jones for taking a shot and giving me the platform that I needed to do what I'm doing, man. So. You know, I can't stop, and I gotta be the best. I want to be the best that ever did it in terms of lyrically, man. I just want to be able to really, 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 really excel at what I'm doing, you know. And I'm just glad people are receptive to it, you know. You know, I'm very humble for that.
Can I say something about this track? Who produced this track?
What's the kid's name? Afro Keys, dude by the name of Afro Keys.
I could say this is one of those joints, like you said, in the car, or you just like some, you know, you just thinking about a whole bunch of stuff. You could get lost in this song with the imagery and the descriptions and everything, and anybody in life can relate to that. You know, you've ever hustled or just, you know, live the life, and you know money comes and money goes and stuff like that, and you got to understand and readjust to the situation. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'll be talking about. You're so descriptive in your lyrics. There's no way you cannot understand the difference. But I got to go ahead and open up the lines and let the people tell me how they felt about that joint, man, for real. Miss, how did you feel about that song?
Definitely, I think the song is great, very original, not nothing that I hear today. Again, I'm a fan of lyrics. I think hip-hop was birthed off of lyrics first in the art of, you know, coming up with the dopest rhymes and putting it in a rhyme structure, of course, with beats and everything. So, you know, Definitely, I love the track, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No doubt, bro.
That's what's up. Guru, how you feel about that track, Guru?
We lost Guru again.
Guru, you there? Oh, you still over there making deals? Okay, Guru's making deals right now. Over. Bugsy, how'd you feel about that, fam?
Oh, man. What the geekers and Alina say? Yo, I need that right there, man. I need that. You already know. Let's get it, man. You already know. Like you said, man. And you know what? No, I don't want to say like this is why you made the name, but I love that saying, know the name, know the difference. And I put that with that whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, know the name,
yeah.
Know the difference. Like, I'm not that dude. I am me. And if you don't know by now, you will soon. And I respect that.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate it, man. That's what, you know, my business partner, Nicole Chaplin, she came up with that catchphrase, man, because she, you know, she said it's time that everyone knows the name and knows the difference. You know what I mean? And she said that's going to be the key to, you know, your entire career. And that's how you're going to make your impact when people begin to know the difference. You know, and that's what I'm loving because, you know, every day more people are beginning to know the difference and know the name, you know. So I'm loving it.
And I know, shout out to Nicole, she go hard in the paint because I remember before, you know, everybody was into the whole, I heard about you a while, even before Busy, I was like, I was hearing about this guy, and I heard about Nicole, and she was going hard, man. I used to get them emails, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was going hard in the paint, man. Going hard in the paint. Nicole was playing no games, man. Y'all going to know who the hell this is right now.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, we got another caller from the 347. 347, you're live in the building with your man. No, where you get? Did you get a chance to hear the song, fam?
Yo.
347?
Yo.
What up?
What up? What up? This show, man. Yo. The show, fam.
What
man,
up, show? What up? What's poppin' with you? What's
poppin'
with you,
man? Checking out
did you
the
get
show.
A chance?
I did.
Did you
I
get
heard.
A chance
I didn't get to hear the whole record. I didn't get to hear the whole record, but I heard. You know what I'm saying? I know about Sun, though. I remember. He did some work, you know what I'm saying, with the mother dudes and Bird Gang shit. Like, I remember, you know what I'm saying, niggas talking about comparisons and all that. But I, you know what I'm saying, I could tell the difference of shit. See you trying to fill up your own void, you know what I'm saying? Like, not do other people's stuff. Just bring your own little, you know what I'm saying, your visual and shit. I remember some of them verses, so just know that if I remember that shit, it was official.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. Word.
Right,
I appreciate that, man.
Word. Brooklyn, baby. You got to show love, man.
All right. That's what it all, man. It's a lot of love. I get a lot of love out in the Brook, man.
I'm telling you,
appreciate
man.
It.
Yeah, man.
That's
I'm calling you. What's up? Yeah.
BK all day, man. And thanks to show. Stay on the line with us, man. Show's on Twitter, man. Make sure you follow him. He's a good dude, man. He's going. You know what I'm saying? Follow the show. You're on the Twitter.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
But yeah, man, that joint right there is fire. And if y'all want to get more, I'm just going to give y'all snippets, man, because y'all can't get all of it because you just freaking said to me, you want to be on a freaking mixtape, and I don't care what you say, you know what I'm saying? Cop the mixtape and y'all feel more of that situation. But For all of y'all, producers out there, he is dropping project after project. So you really need to send in that fire, not no cakewalk ish, you know, that be like boom, 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 you know what I'm saying? We need some fire. We need some fire. We need some retarded ish, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
it doesn't
right.
matter if the down south beat, it don't matter what kind of beat it is. N-O-E, know the name, the difference. No can murder any track you put in front of him.
Yeah,
but you got to make sure it's
fire. It's got
to
be fire.
I might have to hit no on that Gmail, man.
Yeah, please do.
I told you, Lush, I just invested two little beat makers to the team. Like, yo, I'm going hard body out here in Boston, Lush. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to be 11.
Right.
I would definitely love to link up with No, man. I'll fuck
yes,
with my
sir.
Hard body.
Well,
yes,
all I want to say is that I'm going to go ahead and give No, you know, the floor to go ahead and throw out that email for, this is only for you guys. Don't be bombarding him with all that, yo, No, this, No, nah. Send in your tracks.
Yeah.
He's going to pick
home
and he's going to let you know what's good, all right? Okay.
Yeah, all the producers. Yeah, y'all can send everything to streetwinwinpromo@gmail. That's Street. Winwin, W-I-N-W-I-N, promo, P-R-O-M-O, at gmail.com. That's streetwinwinpromo@gmail.com. And I listen to every single beat. So, you know, I'm not a dude that I don't skip them. You know what I'm saying? So if you send me 10 beats, I'm going to listen to all 10 of them. You never know, I skip that one, and that might be that one, you know? So, you know, I'm up, you know, 5, 6 in the morning listening to beats at least 4 or 5 nights a week. So this is what I do.
Definitely. And I want to talk about this. You got your own record label situation now that you're also doing. Now, you're still Bird Gang, this set and everything, but you got your own, being an entrepreneur, you have your own record label situation. And are you now looking for artists, or you're putting out projects, joint projects through your label and with Dipset, or how is the situation going? And give us more information about that, and when did you establish that?
Yeah, that's been established for about maybe 3 months now.
No,
you're
there? I think
you
was cut off. Go ahead.
No.
Repeat that again.
I was saying, ultimately, I do definitely want to work with other artists, and I am looking for other artists. But of course, I have to achieve a certain amount of success myself with my own business venture in order to make, you know, the careers of other artists more, just more credible, you know. So, it's easy to, you know, to go in a booth, and it's easy to, record, but you know, the art of branding yourself has to be done in a very strategic way. So, you know, it's the same way with my label. You know, I'm going to brand it in a very strategic way. I'm going to take it one day at a time. It's crazy because, you know, a lot of labels, you know, that I spoke to didn't even want to give me a exclusive artist deal, yet alone a label deal. And then when it got out that someone was about to offer me distribution, you know, I had other distributors now wanting to sit down and see what it was. So it actually, like, sort of snowballed and got a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but it's nothing I can't handle. You know, you got to pay to play. You know, I paid my dues. So, you know, these cats, they only want to talk to you if you money. If you ain't money, they don't want to take meetings. You know, so, you know, I had to align myself with the right people, with the right money, and now everybody wants to sit down and discuss my future and the future of my label. So, you know, it's going to get very, very interesting. I can't predict the future, but so far it's been a hell of a ride that's been, you know, full of so many different up and down, up and downs emotionally. So, you know, I can only say that it's probably going to continue to be that way, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun for the fans. It's going to be fun for me and for everyone who watched me grow and watched all of the, you know, hell that I've been through, you know, getting out there and being respected. And, you know, it's like I feel like we're growing together, you know, so it's going to be the same way with the label.
That's what's up. All I'm saying is when you reach the Donald Trump status and Bill Gates status, all I'm saying is you don't forget the little people like me, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget me, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, not at all, Lush. Nah, I can't forget Lush. Nah, not at all. You've been there from day one. you know, and just like Busy, you know, I still stay in touch with Busy B. Like, he, it's funny, man, but the first solo hip hop artist was Busy B, and it's ironic that he's the one who brought me to New York. He was the first one to ever take me to New York, man. You know, and yep. I've been going hard ever since. And so Busy is like a really big brother to me, and you know, he knows everybody, but he lets me find my own way. You know, I could have took the easy way. I could have just, you know, Busy, just plug me into somebody, plug me into this person, put me. I could have did that, but he respects me because I never called him for that. You know, I told him I want to do this on my own, Biz. Like, let me, I can do this, man. And I did, and so he's just as proud of me as he could be.
Definitely. I remember when he called me and I came down to Baltimore because we was talking about some businesses, birthday parties, because we always do these elaborate birthday parties and stuff. So we riding, and he plays this song, and I'm like, yo, who is this? He's like,
right.
Yo, this is what I was talking about. I said,
right.
Word, we got to get him on the show, man. Forget that. And he talks so highly of you and stuff, and it's like almost like a smile coming to his face when he talk about you. So, you
yeah.
know, I had to definitely bring you on, and he definitely supports everything you're doing. And Busy B is my best friend, and I love him to death. So salute to Busy B.
Yeah.
And he gives me so much advice, and when he be telling me he proud of me, you know, all the young cats that tell you they proud of you, but when you hear from somebody that's done it way before you and they
yeah.
co-sign you, that feeling is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It is. Like, I love when he's proud, man. Like, it's you know, it's like a pops, you know what I'm saying? And his record speaks for itself. Like, he's a legend, man. You know, if you don't know your hip-hop history, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you not know Busy B? Like, this cat is going in the Hip-Hop Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you know, just honor. It's an honor to be in the presence of a legend like that.
Definitely, definitely. I should text him and say, you need to call in right now because he's shouting you out.
yeah, he'll call in, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just, like, really proud of you. We got another caller live on the line. If you're joining us right now, we got know the name, know the difference. He's live in the building with us. You know, we definitely, you know, proud of everything that he's doing live with us on the show. I got another joint. This is another exclusive, man. Hey, don't be trying to bite what I'm doing right now. This is some exclusive shit right now, you heard? This is Bird Gang Flight right here from No. So tell me the inspiration behind this song right here.
Bird Game Flight is produced by a cat by the name of Sosei. He's a cat who sends Bird Gang a lot of his beats, and I try to show him love because he's a hustler. He's very hardworking. So he sent me this track, and I just love the feel of it. It has like a Miami feel where, you know, you got the top down and the wind blowing and stuff like that. And I just wanted to have fun with it. So it's just one of them fun records that you could just listen to, you know, but I'm definitely staying true to the hood but I'm talking a little slick, you know, so yeah, you know, I just have fun sometimes and this is one of those fun records right here.
That's what it is, and we're gonna go into that. So stay online, people. We're gonna come back more with No, and make sure y'all get y'all final questions and stuff with him. We're gonna go into this joint right here, Bird Gang Flight. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Get that in there. Hold up. We got, hold on 1 second. I got a situation with a switchboard. Okay. We got to go into it in a quick second. Hold fast for me. Don't forget it to follow No on Twitter. It's No Money, NOE Money on Twitter. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and definitely support him on all the ventures that he's doing. So I'm going to go into this song once I can get this switchboard right. You know, the devil is a liar. You know what I'm saying? The devil is definitely a liar.
All day.
You try to do something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just craziness. But you know what I'm saying? We back in the building, back on the map. Here we go. The song is right here. Flight, let's go. We'll be right back.
This is the Bird Gang, man. Meaning religion, but real way of life. Feel me?
Know the name, it's Baltimore, Harlem, baby.
Come on.
Come on. I don't see y'all hands in the air, sir. Wave them. Come on. Let me teach you. A punk got a snitch, but a G got a laugh. A thug got a crew, but a boss got a staff. I'm just flying on a coaster. Flight card, add a little speed to my motion.
Out of here.
I put a little Gucci to a Gucci.
Right.
Let her see the world through Emilio Gucci.
Right.
Meal on a flight.
Yeah.
Then hopping in the Fender 110 with the Land Rover wheel on the right.
Fly.
You ever drive European style?
No.
You only live once, shorty, live being wild.
Try it.
Yeah, I got a drug money swag. Caspian duffel in a drug money bag.
Oh,
yeah, a cigar and a vato. Sipping on Patron, baby, Ray Fosato. I hit the boutique throwing tags.
Yeah.
And back to the soup with my troops throwing flags.
For Bourbon Gang.
Baby.
Right, huh?
Get money. Get money. Come on. I'm the big money flosser. I ain't gon' cop it if it ain't a flying saucer. I ain't even trying to be the boss, but it hunts me.
True.
I ain't trying to confiscate your lady, but she wants me.
Looking at me.
I'm a block man, play with a hot hand. Tell a club owner I'ma spend a whole lot, man. And of course, I'm a great bouponer. An appetizer up and put the gray goose on her.
Up.
She said she got a man, but he lame, he flirt.
Okay.
And fucks anything like a James C. Kirk. I'm just studying her lips, she yapping.
Huh?
About grade school and a part-time acting.
College?
But lady, I'm just sent to give it part-time passion.
Me.
Cause I'm pursuing property and fall-down fashion.
What I do?
It's just that fast, she laughing. And run and go and tell your girlfriends what's cracking. Bird gang, baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Blur, wore more fur. Sat up in Kentucky in a four-door spur. Flashy, I'm a spark from a gun. I'm hiding in a minivan parked in the sun. Blocks in the pound, Glock full of rounds. GPS ducking out the cops and the hounds. Long dong stroker, party at the Copa. Pristine 1600 with a loafer. Spark date split, soft waist slick. Found on the front lawn, walkway brick. Yeah, I had a roach mice start. Now study Greece and observe nice art.
Marissa,
she only quote nice parts.
Okay.
I'm hood, so I keep it where the coke price starts.
What you
so hold to your dress,
yeah.
Cause you don't even got to fly. I can take you around the globe in a text. LOL.
Yeah, LOL shit. That's fly, right?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Like you can't wave your arms, you know what I'm saying? You gotta wave your arms, man. That hood shit.
Yeah. Bird King, baby.
That's what it is, man. You need to know the name, know the difference, man. Bird Gang Flight. We live in the building. I wanna get y'all guys feedback on that joint. Permiss, what you think about that song, fam?
Again, man, I definitely like it. One of the things that I definitely like to point out, you know what I mean, though, is listening to most of your songs, I noticed that you use little profanity in a lot of vocabulary, which is good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It, you know, I think, and I listen to a lot of these up-and-coming rappers now,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of, you know what I mean, I use it like the crutch.
Right.
Gotta curse the crutch to you know make the fulfill the bar, whereas though you I think it's like I said it's more lyrics and I think you definitely it sounds like you take your time when you write your darts, you know what I'm saying,
right.
and really it definitely hits home, so I just wanted to point that out. I definitely recognize that, man, and definitely keep up the great work, bro.
I appreciate it, man, and it's funny, but it's like, you know, I don't know, man, because I don't really think a lot when I write. It's just, you know, not a lot of thought really goes into it, you know, initially at the point where, you know, I'm delivering it, like, or like when, I guess how I write, it's already in there. You know what I'm saying? It's already in there because when you've been rhyming for so long, you begin to sort of think rhyming, like. Right. Like everything is rhyming. Like you rhyming in your head when you're sitting in court. Like you writing records when you sitting in traffic. You writing, you know, when you at the movies with your girl. Like I'm constantly in my head putting it all together. You know what I mean? And eventually you don't really know how to write any other way. Like if I sat here and tried to write a short story, it would end up rhyming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
right.
When you've been doing something so long, it becomes so natural to you, you know? And the profanity thing is I use very little profanity because just in my own personal life, you know, I know how to communicate without all of the rah-rah and all of the, you know, the profane words and the vulgarities and things like that, because I do value vocabulary, and a lot of your greatest MCs had a great command of the English language. You know, the English language is a very vast language full of so many different words with different syntaxes and syllables and things like that. And, you know, if you exercise and study that vocabulary, you only increase your skill 100-fold. You know what I mean? So I read everything. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, I'm reading all the time, magazines, newspapers, the internet, books. Like I read like 3-4 books a month. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking books. Like, you know what I'm saying, my book collection is crazy. So, you know, and that helps, you know, when you're trying to express yourself, you're never at a loss of words. You know what I mean? I've never experienced writer's block ever a day in my life. There's never been a day in the last 15 years that went by that I didn't write a rhyme. Like, I write a rhyme every day for 15 years. Whether it be a verse or a whole record, but I always write at least 16 bars. You know what I'm saying? You have to, you know, energy and persistence. If you want to be good at what you're doing, you know, you have to practice, you know, and that's what I do, man. So I'm glad that you made that observation. You know, it just shows me that, you know, the hard work is being recognized, and I humbly accept that, man. That's a beautiful thing.
No doubt, no doubt. And one last point I definitely want to point out is, you're an engineer's dream, because when it goes time to editing or create radio edits, he doesn't have a lot of work to do, number one.
Right.
And
right.
Number two, it's good because your music can appeal to just not the younger generation, but the older generation, or grandmothers, grandfathers, you know what I mean? Kids can listen to it. It's okay.
Right.
It's not taking offense to it, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Again,
right.
Definitely, man.
Wow. I appreciate that. That's a beautiful observation, man. Thank you. Thank you so
no
much
doubt.
For taking the time out for that, man. Thanks, man.
No doubt, bro.
So, Lush, where you at? She's still there?
I think we lost Lush.
No, I'm back. I was trying to get busy on the line. I think I had lost him and stuff. He was calling in and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I got him back on the line. I think we got Busy on the line. I think we got the legend, the world famous Busy B Live on the line with us right now. Busy, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
Busy.
We can hear you. I know you're busy and everything.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Noah's on the line. We were just telling us and saying how it's an honor, you know, when you co-sign us and stuff, and we were talking about how you took them to New York and everything, and we just wanted to, you know, shout you out, see if you could call in.
Oh yeah, I heard him on the line shouting me out. That was love right there. That's my man. He's
yeah, man.
He out there doing what he's doing, man, and I love it.
Yeah. What up,
Is he
Biz?
Out there? Is he still on? No, how you feel, man?
What up, Biz? What's up, Biz?
It's hey. Good, man. I'm actually on my way to Sacramento, and
right.
And do some hip hop, man. So Thursday I'm getting on the flight and I'm going out there and hip hop 'em in Sacramento, man.
All right, that's what it is, man. Like, I mean, it's just like you, hey Biz. It's been, I mean, they don't even know how long this journey's been, baby. But you know,
yeah,
we've been through
now.
A lot, man. Yeah,
a decade already.
Yeah,
a decade in, man. 10 joints, man. You owe me a song.
anything for you, Biz. You already know that.
You owe me a song. You one of the best writers out there. See, there's one thing the world don't know about my man, No Money. He's one of the best ghost writers out there. And at the same time, he's going to get his day. It ain't going to take long because people are already getting to know him. And his words, his music is out there. His lyrics is out there. And I don't mess with slouches, man. So the world know T-Rocker don't mess with slouches. So No Money, man. May God bless you, your family,
no
and all
doubt.
Your talents, man. And keep doing what you're doing, man. So all the people out there that's on this internet radio show right now listening to me, T-Rocker, No Money, got some money.
All right, Busy.
Hey, Busy, y'all
stay
I
up,
love
man.
You to death, you know. Love you
okay.
to death, Busy.
Stay up, y'all. Peace.
All right, peace.
That's what it is, man. I had to snatch him away because he's busy all the time. That's
right.
Why they call him Busy
B. That's all the time, man. Like that kid, like I don't, you know, to have his energy, doing what he, you know, just to have his energy, man. Like it's everybody's dream, man. Like, Biz don't stay still at all.
No, he doesn't. He's
so,
very hyperactive.
Yeah. Word. That's what's up, though.
You should, y'all guys got to see him when he goes, when he actually, like, rocks the stage. It's
yeah.
crazy. He's out there, and he's just like, very hype. And I definitely, it's an honor, you know, to even know somebody. Like, the first time I ever interviewed Busy, I honestly say I think I was kind of shook because this is the first solo MC, you know?
Yeah,
between
yeah.
him and Curtis Blow, I was like, wow, okay.
Right. Yeah, he paved the dude for all, paved the way for all of us, man. You know what I mean? All
Definitely.
Of us, man. And they saw what Busy was doing. They saw what Curtis Blow was doing. And he paved the way for the Cool Mo D's and then the LLs and the Lil Wayne's.
Yeah.
And the, you know what I'm saying? He paved the way for all of us, man.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely salute him. I want to get the feedback on that song again on Flight. Bugsy, how did you feel about that song Flight right there, Bird Gang Flight?
We rock with it hard body, man. Like, you know, there's no disappointments, man. You know, and one thing I can say about, you know, knowing and the rest of the, you know, Bird Gang Dipset family is, you know, I can relate to a good portion of their music. Like, when their music come out, like, I listen to it because I can relate to it. You know, the good and the bad, you know what I'm saying? Coming from nothing mm-hmm. and still making a little something out of nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I still got a good, great way to go, but you know, I listen to them because I can relate, you know what I mean? So they not really, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes, like, I got this, like I said, I got a thing called slave rap. Sometimes, you know, that is in there, you know, they talk about the chains and the cars and all that, that's just what they have. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I try to, you know, say, like, we need to teach the youngins it's more about having these cars and these chains and all that expensive material things, you know what I mean? But, you know, like I said, I don't ever knock nobody for their music. Whatever sells for them. But, you know, for the majority part, they got some stuff that I can relate to. And that's why I think I can still listen to them, you know, besides all that business aspect. Like I said, I keep that behind closed doors because that has nothing to do with me. But as long as you make good music, I definitely rock with you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. And Show, how did you feel about that Flight song over there, Show? Show, you there?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that Flight song, fam?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I mess with Son. I like his delivery and shit. He keep me entertained. Trust me, I'm gonna go look for some more shit. Put on my iPod or whatever, see what he fucking.
All right. Appreciate that, Show.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks
like,
for
I got
love,
you,
man.
You know? Yeah,
Brooklyn, stand up.
That's what's up. And if all of y'all guys are listening, if y'all had never seen Wild South.
Yeah, y'all don't know about Busy B. If y'all don't know about Busy B, y'all crazy. Like, if you're not no rapper, you're not supposed to be no rapper.
Yeah, you're not no rapper, seriously. You don't know nothing about. If you don't know who Busy B is, you know you crazy right now. But I mean, it's an honor to have somebody like that. You know, who's listening to me live right now and stuff. If you could turn that down for a second. Getting the feedback on it. Okay, that's what's up. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, it's an honor to have a legend co-sign you, you know.
Yeah, it is.
This is what we're here for, you know. And And he you know, knowing him, he's grown. And shout out to my girl Boots, his niece Boots from Hood Punishers. Hood Punishers, shout out to her. That's my other sister right there. Who uncle, and we've been best friends ever since. And you know, he's definitely my homie for life. And he gives me a lot of advice. And he drops some serious jewels, man. And the stuff keeps me motivated. You know, and and it's an honor, man. You know, and he's like, anytime he said, no, that's my dude right there. That's my note, man. That's my dude.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right.
For real. But I'm so proud of you. I'm gonna say honestly, I'm so proud of you, Noh. And I wish nothing but success and blessings to you and your family and everything like that. And I just want you to continue, no matter what, you know, whatever obstacles, anything, the devil is a liar. When you're getting
Thank
close
you.
To your blessing, sometimes he throws stuff in your way. But you know what? You're strong and you're a fighter and you're a survivor and you're going to do it no matter what because you got it in you. Nobody can take away the gift that you have, you know. You have a
right.
gift. You know, and I just want you to just continue to be motivated and don't stop at all. Please don't keep doing it, you know, and I see nothing but big ventures. And, you know, when you start doing the screenplays, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's gas.
All right.
You know
I appreciate it. No doubt, Lush. Yeah, man. Yeah, you already know, man. You already know your family. So, you know, I thank you for the warmth, man, and for the support. It's priceless, man. So I just really, really, really thank the universe for people like you. You know what I mean? It's very rare, you know, so, you know, you got to appreciate it when you get it. So I definitely appreciate you, man. And not only what I'm doing, but what you're doing, you know, I appreciate you for grinding out because you're strong, too. You've been doing it for a minute, you know, and you're growing. And I'm watching you and your entrepreneurial spirit shine through. So, you know, you got a lot of haters, too. So the same encouragement, you know, that you're throwing at me, I wanted to bounce back, man, because, you know, it's the same game for you. And I'm just as proud of you as you are of me. Word.
Wow, you don't make me cry on my own show, son. Come on, man.
Nah, none of that.
Oh, man, but I appreciate that. That was so great coming from you. Somebody in the chat room asked me, if you weren't doing any of this, what would you be doing? If you didn't do anything to deal with music, what would you be doing right now? If you could do anything.
If I wasn't doing music, you know, music, you know, it saved my life. I was in the hood, you know, getting money just like 100 million other cats, so... If it wasn't for music, I would probably be in the grave or with the Fed somewhere. You know what I mean? Because everything I did, I went hard. You know what I'm saying? And I went hard in the street. You know what I mean? It was about being an entrepreneur. As illegal as it is, it was about being an entrepreneur, man. And I went hard. You know what I'm saying? So if it wasn't for this music, you know, attracting me the way it did, you know, and coming in my life full force when it did, you know, it probably would have been a disaster because that's what happens when talent's wasted. You know, I'm just glad I was shook up by whatever invisible forces needed to shake me up and wake me up. You know what I mean? I was receptive to it and I finally humbled myself and listened to it and went in the direction that I felt like the universe was pushing me. So, you know, I'm just glad I'm here.
Somebody in the chat room asked me, they said, since you're so creative and you have so many different talents, did you ever used to draw when you were little?
No, unfortunately, man, I suck at drawing, man. I can't draw nothing. Like, you know, nothing past stick people, man, you know. My creativity comes from literature. Like, you know, I love literary creativity. Like, I've read everything from... The Odyssey to, you know, to Treasure Island. Like, you know, I love literature. So there's not too many books that are classic that I have not read. You know, I'm a mental library, man. So, you know, that's where a lot of my you know, if I have any genius, it's on that side of things, you know, lyrically and musically. So yeah.
The two final questions before I wrap it up. Since you are so into literature so much, what would be your number one book that connects to you, that means a lot to you, and you would suggest to other people to read?
That's a good question. I've never been asked that question before. What book?
Yeah.
What book? Wow. I got to think about that because there's so many of them for so many different reasons. I would have to say, I would go with, you have to read the Iliad, you know what I'm saying? You have to read the Iliad, because it's the story about Troy and that whole story, the movie came out, but you got to read the book. And I mean the original that was translated into English, and the only reason why I say that is because it's like hip hop. It's full of the violence. It's full of love. It's full of passion. It's full of greed. It's full of deceit. It's full of irony. It's full of all of those things, man. And to be able to tell a story that encompasses all of those things, you got to be a genius to do that. And the reason why songwriting is so important, because you have to be able to tug at different emotional strings in one song. That is what separates the dudes who fly by and the dudes who stick around. That's what separates us, So if you're into literature, you gotta just read that book for everything that it's worth and see the genius in it, because that right there, everything that's in that book, a hip hop artist has to be able to contain in one song and do it in about 3 minutes and 50 seconds. And not too many artists can do that,
And even on top of that, I'm gonna just say with the Trojan War and just Troy itself, me being ex-military, that whole battle tactic of the Trojan horse and the deception and everything with that is just like the most ingenious battle tactic I've ever seen in my life. So, that whole situation right there was excellent, and I love Greek mythology and everything like that. So that's great, for those people out there that haven't read that book, go out there and cop that. And since you are, into literature and everything, when is the book coming out?
I look at it like it's sort of being written every day, every day when I'm writing rhymes and I'm coming up with intelligent phrases and quotes and things like that. A lot of these quotes that I'm sending out on Twitter every day, the encouraging quotes just about life, these are quotes that are going to build the whole story is going to be built around these quotes that I Twitter out every day, and it's sort of like a link to the book, because it's going to happen, it has to happen, And it's not going to be the kind of book that everybody thinks it is, like the bang, bang, shoot 'em up, woe was me, I was a drug dealer, feel sorry for me. Nah, it's not going to be that kind of book, It's going to be a very spiritually enlightening book because hip-hop operates from such a low vibration. It's such a low vibration music that you have to be able to teach these cats how to operate on a higher vibration, because the music doesn't have to be low just to make paper. You can still be inspirational and make paper. And I'm gonna do something that's gonna be inspirational, man. And cats could either love it or hate it. Makes me no difference. But it has to be done.
I can't wait. I want to get the first copy. I'm excited already. But you definitely need to put it out. And if you make me a custom poetry book, for me, because, my birthday is next year, I would love to get that, And, if you wasn't like my brother from another mother, a woman can definitely fall for your articulate self, because you was dangerous over there.
Thank you. But, I appreciate it.
I love you to death, man. And you know, but
you crazy girl.
I know I'm crazy. I'm off the hook, but you know what I'm saying. You gotta love me, man. But people, say your final thoughts to No, because No is a busy man, and you know he gotta get that work done and everything. You know, and we can stay on here for hours and hours with him because he has so much knowledge and so many jewels to drop. Once again, follow him on Twitter @ NOE Money. Final thoughts for Miss No. Final thoughts.
Man, I you know, it's funny how time flies by when you're having fun. You know what I mean? And I, for real, I feel like in the last 30 minutes or so, I feel like I just followed your whole biography, discography, and everything. So, you know what I mean? I look forward to networking with you in 2011. Great music, I know it's gonna come your way. Lush, I need you to funnel all this music over to me so we could get it spun over here. And
yes, sir.
You know, absolutely, man. God bless. You know what I mean? You strike me as a different brother that was cut from a different cloth. And I really look forward to much of your music in the future. Much success to you, man. And
thank you so much,
really,
man.
Yeah, and you really define the word, you know what I mean, coming from the bottom, and you can really excel at the top, you know what I mean, by any means. So, you know what I mean, my blessings is with you, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
No problem. You got it.
Yeah, I call Know that the rose that grew from the dirt, that's what I call him, or that diamond in the rough, that's what he is.
That's what I am.
He is definitely. And Bugsy, your final thoughts with No.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
I just want, you know, say salute, man. You know, just keep, you know, doing what it do. Keep making that good music. You know, as you see yesterday, I got you on the Twitter, man. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can, you know, link up and do some business, you know, and just make that Be More Boston connection pop off, man, because you're definitely
right.
Good,
yes,
people.
Sir.
Definitely good people's family.
Appreciate you, man. I'm here.
That's what it is. Guru, final thoughts with No.
Yeah, man, I want to piggyback off of Promise said about, you know, how he's whipping up the, you know, this vocab and this extensive, you know, these lyrics is phenomenal, like that he going in and making that. Like, I love rhyme music. Like, if I'm on a highway, you know what I'm saying, that last track you played, Les, is something I could definitely ride to. So I want to just give him a shout-out for keeping it clean, like you said, making it life good for the engineers. And you know what? You can still make some great music. So, I mean, I wanted to get that comment in there because that record exemplified that. And it really gave a chance for cats to step their game up instead of leaning on curse words for crutches, man. Because, I mean,
right.
I'm feeling that whole thing that Promise said about it. And I wanted to piggyback on it. I wanted to commend him. And I wanted to, you know, tell him to keep grinding just like that. And, like, That writer's block situation, like you said, he never get writer's block. That's because he's on his grind. He's dedicated to what he do. And I just wanted to say thanks for joining the show, coming back to the show, and showing us love, man. Good
no
look.
Doubt, man. Appreciate y'all.
Shoot up. No doubt.
All right.
That's what it is. Show, you the last one. Go ahead and say your final thoughts to No.
Yo, man. Good. You know, great work. Keep coming with the good stuff. I'm going to link you up on the Twitter game, and I'm just going to let you know. Trust me, you got me. I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, riding with this thing. I like where you're coming from. Like, you just mean, like, you remind me of a dude like myself. Like, you know, not just your basic, you know, rapping ass nigga, man. A lot of dudes
right.
say they rappers. And, you know, it feel like we got to separate the real from the, you know what I'm saying, the people who run the gimmick train. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you contribute and you add into the prosperity of hip-hop, then you an MC. If you know what I'm saying, you just putting words together trying to earn a dollar or whatever, that's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But, I appreciate
you know what I'm
that.
So
that's real.
Yeah, don't switch up the program, man, to the top with it.
That's it. Got you, man.
Yeah.
Got you.
That's what I'm saying. You got a lot of people that love you, and you need to remember that, okay? Even when them days when you like, I don't know. You know that a lot of people love you, and I salute you, and I know you're busy, and I'm going to come to Baltimore or New York, wherever you at, when I call you.
Holla.
I need my some poetry book,
and
autographs, and a cigar. Okay, so those are my requests from you. So that's what it is, and I love you to death. Kisses, hugs, and all that. And,
same to you, Lush.
Salute,
real
man.
Talk. Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much. All right, holler back if you need me. I'm here.
That's what's up, bro. That's what it is. We just had the one, the only, the writer, poet, artist, gentleman, you know, a real definition of what an artist is, giving back to the community. Know the name, know the difference, you know. And if you don't know, then I think you should just pick up your own hand and smack the mess out yourself because you're retarded. But we live in the building, Lush Radio Online. Y'all heard some exclusives. Check out the 2010 draft pick. You know what I'm saying? Me and Guru, the whole squad, we going in. We're going to be promoting that. It's going to be on Coast to Coast DJ's website. We will be printing out some hard copies. Only a selective few of people that I've picked, that I've seen their work going, are going to be on this mixtape. You know, we're going to have Fred the Godson. We're going to have try to get some exclusives from Flipstar and another artist from Flip Mode. We're going to have Leather. We're going to have the real Chad B. Boot of the Future, Ty Fife, Sav Kills, Mad Pop. A lot of people's going to be on this joint. So we're going in. We're going in and, you know, get prepared. Get ready, it's not a game. And a lot of people was asking me, I was asking everybody for this song. And shout out to Lush Radio Canada, our girl Jay Lewinsky, you know what I'm saying, is part of the squad. Part of the squad. You know what I mean? She sent me this joint in the arsenal. And shout out to our brother Kush out there in Canada. That's Team Lush in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Guru brought that in the situation. So shout out to her. She sent me the joint. So we got the joint, the exclusive from Corey Guns and Lil Wayne. And I'm not a Lil Wayne fan, but Corey Guns, I like him. I think he got fired, and you know what I'm saying? Corey Guns needs to stop faking and come on Lush Radio Online. Corey, do you hear me, Corey? Somebody holler at Corey and tell him stop playing. But anyway, you know, I'm going to play this joint, you know what I mean? But I'm going to end it off with this joint. And Lush Radio Online, you know, let's talk about business. We had the wonderful Buck Entrepreneur. Custom clothing, custom chairs. You know, you can have it for your mother, your sister, your friend, even your daughter. You can make a little chair for her, you know. Anything you need, holler at him. It's custom barber chairs on Facebook. Follow him and tell him that you heard that from Lush, and you know what I'm saying, holler at him. And then also on top of that, we had the wonderful No live in the building with us, and it was an honor and a pleasure. And we also had the pleasure to have the legend, Busy B, the Chief Rocker, live in the building with us, man. Come on. You know, we talk about business. You know, get your business together. And, you know, I was talking to Split Star on Skype today, and he's in Germany right now, Guten Tag and all that. Salute to him and Buster out there getting that colorful money, that euro, you know what I'm saying, that Naira, that Yang, that Frank, all that out there, you know what I'm saying, getting that real money, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to him. He was telling me, you know, cats need to get their stamps up. Stamp that visa, stamp that passport, you know what I'm saying? Get that ticket and go outside of your realm. We got the worldwide internet. There's no reason why we shouldn't be doing business in China, UK, Europe, everywhere. There's no reason why you should just stay in your block when you can be going down to Maryland, New York. Start your own tour. You don't need no big backing. You can start and put your stomping ground like they used to do back in the day in the old school. Get your stamps up. That's a new word for 2011. And that's co-signed by your man, Split Star from Flip Mode. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. This is what we do. Guru, what's your final thoughts and business advice for the people out there, Famo? And give them your Twitter.
I'm going to be real quick on Future Guru 100. I've got too many Twitters to mention on his Twitter account. You want to get it started, I'm jumping out the window and telling y'all, Give me, I'm knocking 600 off. It's 3 stacks for me to build your fan. I'll run and get you some followers. And y'all need to step your game up, man. I ain't playing in 2011. It's real easy to do. I got a lot popping off, and I got a lot of Twitter accounts. But at the same time, I want y'all to step your game up and know that this Lush Radio Online movement is the truth. You heard? I ain't got much to say, but other than I will manage an Twitter account. Let's get it popping, man. It's the new business, man. Can't nobody do it like me. How about that? I'm done. Word.
Future Guru 100 on Twitter, futureguru100@gmail.com, okay? All right.
Thank you, Lush. Thank you, Lush.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Love you.
Yeah, you was off the good. You know I love you to death, man. Bugsy, final thoughts on business and give them your Twitter.
My final thought, man, nice and sweet, is just make sure your heart is as hungry as your mind is, you know what I mean? Because you can be hungry in your mind all day, and if your heart's not hungry, you ain't going to get none of that work done at all. And, you know, Twitter's still standing at Bugzy_RIP_stat. That's BUGZY_RIP_STACK. Follow me. I follow back.
That's what it is. And show, I just want to say, show, it was so, I'm so happy to have you on the show tonight. And thank you so much for calling in. Can you give us your final thoughts on business and give us your Twitter, babe?
This is what I be telling, you know, other dudes and shit like. Show love. And, you know, when people don't show love back, that's how you get to know who the haters is. So always have a positive outlook. Always try to come with your best foot forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason to have animosity or try to, you know, like, take down other people. Do your best. Put your best foot forward, and you're going to get, you know, everything you need. And on Twitter, I'm ShowPyn718, man. ShowPyn718. That's Brooklyn, baby.
Thanks for calling in, Show. That's what's up. Word up.
You're right.
That's what it is. BK in the building, worldwide, tri-state area, DMV, worldwide, stand up. We in the building, Lush Radio, we are the people's voice, man. Like No said, know the name, know the difference. We ain't playing no games, man. Get your stamps up, man, and broaden your horizons. No Ish, Corey Guns featuring Lil Wayne, 6-7. And, yo, we out of here. Peace. Let's talk business.
Hey, you Lush.
Use my charisma, rock up with a twister, swagger down pat, call my shit Patricia, young money militia, and I am that commissioner. You don't want to easy, cause the F is my finisher. Firmness ain't the fear, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, sanguine ass swimmers. Got the girl twisted, cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is a bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a fucking family picture. You know all the time, we all know Mother Nature. It's all in the family, but I am a man.